Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Mom? See here.
Hey! Hey!
There you are.
Ratings through the roof today. I mean, you buried the hitman. I just got off the corporate. They want you back. Your old slot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening, anything you want, Hank. I love you, man.
Everybody, Christmas. Everybody, home. London.
Hey! Oh! And New York.
Tokyo, Hong Kong. Oh, everywhere is Christmas.
And I'm off to join the charm.
Everywhere is Christmas.
At the end of every year.
Oh, everywhere is Christmas. At the end of every year.
I live that.
Everywhere is Christmas. At the end of.
Oh, you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WTA.
These numbers can't be right. I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you
can. This is Jeremy Coleman speaking. For the Don and Mike Show, happy Christmas and a Merry New Year from Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and 98.1 The Peak, WPEK.
Right, Tool.
Wow.
Never lose that tape.
Right.
We save that forever.
We won't. Now we're counting
my
down.
My God.
This is our last week before the holiday break.
This one?
This is it, Mike.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And every day I wanted to share just a little something with you from my own Christmas collection.
Right.
At one point this week, we'll just bring out the whole darn record box.
Good.
Oh, we have some celebrity Christmas wishes.
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Shut up.
He's hot.
Shut up.
He's of the singing group Loggins and Messina.
You idiot.
They're going to be big.
I'll meet you halfway to my groin.
Wow.
Remember that song, I'll Meet You Halfway?
Yeah. Is that your new is that your new album?
I'll Meet You
Halfway to My Groin.
Hi, this is the Money Man. That's right, Eddie Money. Yeah. Wishing you and yours a very, very happy holiday and some peace and our time for the new year.
That was his song. For anybody
Donna Mike.
Know, he had a record.
Hey, Donna Mike, how about that party we were at?
Yeah. He's coming back.
It's peace in our time. Okay, so here is today's Christmas song that means so much to me.
You played these in your
yesterday house. I played you a little Mike Douglas, Happy Birthday, Jesus.
Right.
Then we had James Brown, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto.
Yeah.
And today, well...
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Can you guess the artist?
Merry Christmas.
Of course, it's the great Bobby Vinton. Sing it, Bobby.
Who's he?
You don't know who Bobby Vinton is, Mike?
Yeah, unfortunately I do.
Only the greatest musician to come from Pennsylvania, I think.
Santa must be Polish, she's jolly as can be.
Yeah.
Riding on his sleigh with gifts for you and me.
That's right.
Santa must be Polish, all dressed in red and white.
That's Polish.
Santa must be Polish.
Me while you sleep at night.
You're always happy. You always listen to that song.
I do. Boy, that puts me in the good mood.
Santa must be Polish.
All right, go ahead. Make fun.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
That's your favorite.
How about this one? Jimmy Dean.
No, I like Jimmy Dean. I'm going to cry.
And Mom, I owe you.
You're not far off.
When there was only one piece of pie left.
I love his sausages.
And Mama...
Mamo.
I owe you, oh, Mamo.
If I owned a great big house, I'd
shut
have
up.
A Christmas room.
Oh, I'd set you on fire. Shut up.
Things about me all went wrong.
Keep playing.
I'd find Christmas still.
Keep playing.
Shut up!
No.
Oh.
You'd have a Christmas room.
All right, I'm going to tease you.
I want to dump it then.
With one I'll play you in its entirety tomorrow.
You know I love to be teased.
This one is really the best Christmas song ever. I'm not kidding you now, kids.
Daddy's getting it.
Oh, Tim.
Night, the,
stars
are brightly shining. But that's all for today.
God, he was the best.
Oh, oh that's very merry.
That's all for today.
The holiday season, once again. And this is Grover Washington Jr. Wishing you the best.
Got all right.
We don't have
went
any,
to the back of the rack today.
We don't have any good celebrity greetings.
They're horrible.
At all. They all stink on ice. They're so bad. Hold on just a second. Do I have another? You know what? No, let me go back to one from yesterday.
Yeah. A favorite?
Yeah. Just because I love Mike Douglas.
Happy birthday,
Tina. Okay, that's all he needed.
Hi, this is Michael Bolton wishing you all the very best this holiday season and in the coming new year.
Shut up!
And don't you know, there's one that we never play that we should. Don't forget we have Arlie Ermey somewhere around, don't we? Saying happy birthday to Jesus.
Oh. Yeah.
Happy birthday, dear Jesus.
Somewhere we do.
Hello, my friends.
Today.
This is Food Iglesias wishing all of you happy holidays and a great, great
now you
day.
Said, you said we didn't have any good ones. There's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, well, they snuck that one in.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett wishing you the best in the holiday season and the coming new year.
Hey, what's on my lip? There's this little something on my lip. Hey, Don and Mike, happy Christmas.
Yeah. I got one here from my brothers and my sisters. Play a little of this yesterday. James Brown.
Santa Claus. Go straight to ghetto.
And we wish him the very best with his prostate cancer surgery.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Kenny Loggins. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Obviously, we've recycled through all of them on that tape.
There's a great hit that he sang called Your Mama Don't Dance. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Yeah.
He also sang I'll Meet You Halfway.
To my groin.
Oh, turn that up. Hold on. There you go. You know, that's almost like you hear a bell far away. Mm-hmm. And then I'll... Okay, we got you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Kenny Loggins.
Here are your completely lame groaners.
How many today?
I'd rather not tell you.
Oh. Well, if you don't tell me, how can I know when to say hey now?
When you hear the most hilarious one.
Oh, it could be the very first one.
Open-ended. It's not the first one.
Let me say before you even start, hey now.
What actress makes the worst tires?
Which one?
Nicole Skidman. 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 Hello, Scott Shannon here.
Hi.
As the grunners get smaller, the laughs get bigger.
That's right. I hope.
What talk show host is always complaining?
Which one?
Moaning O'Brien.
Oh, boy.
Hello. Oh. Staying with the bit. I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
I'm Milburn Drysdale.
I'm staying with it because I believe this is quality material.
I could slip back into Milburn Drysdale at any moment.
What buxom actress always smells rotten?
Which one?
Gamey Lee Curtis. Oh. Okay. I mean, okay.
You did it. It happened almost inadvertently.
You won't play along, Scrooge. Only one more for you.
One more.
What singer always takes care of her contact lenses?
Which one?
Celine Dion.
Hey now!
The Don and Mike Show.
That was the best one.
Give it started.
Yeah, now. We gotta do this.
Hello.
Oh, I gotcha. Do the game here. Buzz?
Rob.
It was all or nothing.
Rob.
Buzz says it's Rob.
Rob.
Mike.
Service.
Buzz, winner today.
Winner!
All written by Rob.
Celine gave it away for me.
Celine Dion.
Funny joke.
Very funny.
Very funny joke.
Funny joke.
Hello there.
Hello!
It's much funnier in here when Mike gets mad at Rob, because Mike really can't get mad at the prep service, but when they're bad, Mike gets really, not really mad.
This doesn't translate on the radio when I just glare at Rob.
Hello.
Hello.
John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there, Bird. Hi, Tony.
That's it. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it. About a wild card, Keith Richards.
All right. Hey, this is Keith.
Yeah, Richard,
Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, there's
everybody.
the door.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been?
Nah.
Funny joke. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Big Dinosaur Head and all the ships at sea. They are not going to ruin your goddamn day of joy.
No.
Don Geronimo,
okay, all right.
And Mike O'Mara.
I get sarcasm, okay? I get good. I said that to you yesterday.
I'm okay with that.
I get sarcasm.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Get Retarded, Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Tuesday. 1-2-1-4-0-4.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here. It's not retarded.
Right. Hi, Buzz. And hi, everybody. Don and Mike Show. It is December 14, 20-odd-4. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. I couldn't agree more.
Thank you.
And Washington, D.C. on WJFK-FM, our flagship station, 202-432-1067.
It's unanimous. It's only Tuesday of the final week of shows before our little holiday soiree, but this is when we get just a bit goofy in the studio.
Undisciplined, perhaps.
Undisciplined. I think we're professional.
I won't allow it.
It's better. I will not allow it.
I mean, have fun.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Of course.
But goddamn, we're still doing a show.
Right. Okay.
So stop whatever you're doing underneath your shirt.
Sorry. I am goofy. I'm goofy okay. today.
Everybody's goofy.
There's a goofiness that's abounding.
Yes, today. Sure is. Boy, and lots of interesting things happening in the world.
Yes.
That's what I want to say. Lots of
every
interesting
day.
Things are happening in the world.
Every day.
In the world every day.
In every way.
Every day
something happens.
Stop that. You know, that's gay.
It is gay. It's what we
that's
do, though.
That's gay. No, yeah. No, no. It's what you do. It's
oh,
not
it
what
is not.
Do.
Oh, it is not exclusive to me.
We
a
do.
What?
We touch each other in many ways.
And stuff you sometimes can't see. We go months without doing that.
I just want to mention that's Mike and Rob talking about as they pass each other in the studio when Rob's moving stuff around. They gently touch each other on the shoulder in a very well. That's an ugly word. I'd sure. say in a beautiful homosexual way.
No, it's just a vote of encouragement.
Absolutely, it's like, hey, the show's starting. Good luck to you.
All the best.
All my very best.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
I miss you.
So, leftover from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Not what you think. Leftover.
I'm nothing. Nothing. I didn't do anything.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had some almonds right before the show.
You know, I swear to God, you could eat a piece of mint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like the leaf, the kind that you get out in the forest.
Right.
That refreshes you. And I guarantee you would cut a big one and say, oh, it just had some mint.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the almonds coming through that quickly.
It doesn't matter what it is. I just had some water.
Come here.
You know.
Santa Claus.
You won't allow this, remember? Santa Claus.
I'll allow this. Of course I'll allow this. This is good and this is fun. This is why we're here.
That's right. This is why we do what we do.
This is why we're here.
Especially, you know, we have the great jobs of being able to come in during a time when people are, I don't know what I'm gonna say.
Mike?
Yes.
Follow the format.
I know you won't allow it. If I diverted from the script, and I just was completely lost. And I've learned my lesson.
No.
It's a valuable lesson. No. I've learned it.
Listen, who am I? Who am I? First off, I'm just a man. I am. I said
yes
to no one there.
Mm-hmm. Are you quoting Neil Diamond?
Of course I am.
Oh, very done. Good.
Long fellow serenade.
Mm-hmm. Rob's applauding. Just Rob.
They're coming to America, Rob.
Today!
Wow. Somebody, I hope we're rolling tape on this one.
This is boy.
Are we going to make it? This is the home stretch.
No, no. See, boys, yeah. Someone asked, I hate it when you make me hit you.
I know. Wow.
Yeah, it is like a teacher who's lost control of his class. It's like when you hear a football team, the coach has lost control of the team.
Yeah, and you can see that sometimes in the second half. You can see them on the sidelines, and you know they've lost control. Like Steve Mariucci the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how I feel now. I'm looking at a list. I'm saying, boy, we got a lot of stuff to get into today. And meanwhile, right. You're giving yourself a chest.
Giving myself a breast exam.
Yes, on your chest. Right, you're mm-hmm. checking it out. Mm-hmm. Seeing what's happening.
Everyone,
there.
Sure. And everything's fine.
And you're doing it again.
I just was, well, you reminded me.
You're very goofy. You're
I'm ready, I'm
very
ready.
Goofy. Yeah. But we have, Mike, we have, that's Christmassy. Yeah. Because there's red and green in it.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Mike, we have an obligation to do, not that I'm counting, mm-hmm. but we have, as far as I can see, 19 hours and 45 minutes of diehard broadcasting left before we go on our holiday break.
Oh, I thought you meant like this show was going to be extra long.
No, so listen, let's go out there and give them the best darn show.
Put on a show.
We know how.
Let's do it.
None of this lollygagging, for goodness sake.
That's right.
None of this touching yourself. None of this nonverbal stuff.
I'm ready to believe you.
You want to touch yourself? Tell us that you want to touch yourself.
Absolutely. No, I'm ready to do the show. And I'm ready to do the best darn show I can. I am.
I don't believe
I'm feeling particularly funny today.
Oh, you are particularly funny today.
I am. I really am.
But I won't tolerate that. I won't accept that.
I may be in the Christmas spirit.
Wow.
Congratulations. Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah. That's big. Yeah, absolutely.
Because yesterday it wasn't so much that way.
Nope. But I am today. It hit me. I'm just in that spirit.
Yeah. You know what? You know
all the holiday parties are behind me now, and mm-hmm. I'm just kind of feeling good about the holiday itself.
You know what did it for me? We got the tree put up, so now when you walk in the house, even though the junk's not on it, mm-hmm. you smell it.
Yeah.
You smell the tree, and then you think it's Christmas. Mm-hmm. And my wife, who loves saying to me, I don't want, this year really, I don't want anything.
That's great.
She's, well, come on, that's crap. She's said that every year. She says, I don't want anything. And now we're getting to the point now that the house smells like Christmas, and the lights are up and everything.
Right.
Well, now all of a sudden, I'm sitting down, and it's like, you know what? I really don't want anything this year. But if you're going to get me something, mm-hmm. and she just points it right out in the newspaper.
Ah.
This is the exact model. Not that I want anything this year. So that's how I know she's getting in the spirit.
Are you going to take her like to an open-air market or something and go, I love this woman!
No, the new one is where the guy takes the wife to France or wherever it is, and he's got her parents there, and they're hiding behind newspapers.
Oh, and he proposes
and
again
friends,
on the steps.
And
yes.
he proposes all over again. Yeah. You know, no, please, shoot me first.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Shoot me.
I'm hyper cynical, but it seems to me that those commercials are all about her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
once
her.
Again, we are the forgotten sex.
That's of course right. we are. Show her how much you love her this holiday season.
Well, the first one that they did, I think, in Venice, where all the birds flying, goes, I love this woman.
I've hated that one for years.
You're being such a hump in her demeanor. And then he brings out the ice, and he shows her the rock.
And she just says very quietly, I love this man.
But she wasn't going to say it. You know, until she was bride.
I'll tell you, the only true commercial true commercial on TV, mm-hmm. and I'm surprised, as a matter of fact, I'm writing a letter right now, note to self,
uh-huh.
write letter to FCC to complain, because I love complaining to the FCC.
And they love to hear from you.
And we're going to satellite in just, I think, 3 days, so be advised.
Very
going
exciting,
to satellite
Wednesday,
radio.
Very, very exciting.
Because that's happening, baby.
Mm-hmm. But we're really doing it. With people, you know, you hear all this talk about it, we're really doing it. We have the spacesuits here at the radio station
by the end of the week.
Yeah.
The only problem is we don't want to run out of food like the astronauts up there. So me and Mike, and listen, those MREs will not do if we're going to satellite radio.
No, and Joe thought that we could, you know, subsist on cold pizza, and it's not going to work. But we're ready. We're ready to go into space.
Yeah.
I was going to write to the FCC. I'll tell you about that later. About an ad. Never mind.
All right.
I would rather talk about... you know the thing is?
What? Yeah.
I really just forgot what I was going
to
say.
Oh, you're in the Christmas
spirit. I know
spirit.
It.
We got a little
I
off topic. You really have.
I know it. I couldn't cover it up. I couldn't hide it.
But no. Well, let's check with Buzz. Do you have it? Do you have the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, actually, I do.
And Rob? Well, you always do.
All year round.
Yeah, Rob always does.
Yeah,
so
right,
that's
epic, man.
But it's up to you now.
I don't know if I can hold it together.
Because we've all got it now, and so we're not going to be here to help.
I had something that I was going to say that I thought would be like remotely relevant, and then I just started thinking about the Christmas and
yeah, it's kind of goofy around here.
You know all the stuff.
It's not goofy here, not right. At this place.
All the stuff I got. Not here.
No, not at all.
This is a weird place.
This is strange.
Oh, leftover. Here we go. From this massive weekend that I had. I didn't even tell you. When I was putting up the lights with my kid in front of our house, because we live in a neighborhood where everybody wants the houses to be festive. That's the word that's been passed along in the neighborhood.
Wow. Really? Do they kind of say that to you?
Well, you know, the word's been thrown around at various holiday parties.
Like kind of forced to decorate?
Well, you know,
there's some pressure.
There are some people who would like the neighborhood to be festiver.
More festiver. Festiver. No, I know it might not be a word, but I understand what it means. Sure.
Festiver.
Festiver.
So we put the lights out, and I didn't mention this yesterday. My kid, who is back from college, I know I mentioned that about 1,000 times, will be home for an entire month.
Right.
He said to me, Dad, before we do this, shouldn't we check out the lights? Mm. Now, it's not what you think here, because I said these are brand new lights. They're perfect. Right. We got them all set up on the tree, and on the trees in our front yard, like eight times to 16, like maybe 20 packages of lights. These are how many lights we've got outside. It took us 2 hours to do it. The outlet is right there, right by the driveway.
Perfect.
So I go over, and I plug the baby in, and I mean, there's no juice.
Oh.
There's nothing happening.
Not
there.
A bulb.
So
you got a breaker out?
No. The problem, what we do is we get an extension cord. Run an extension cord all the way from the garage, all the way down the driveway. Plug it in, boom. Lights look beautiful.
Oh.
Problem is, the outlet that's all the way down there by where the lights are.
Yeah?
There's no juice coming out of that.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, my wife doesn't want a gigantic extension cord.
Did you check the breaker box?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Breaker. And, you know, that's not really my strong suit, but I had my kid there, and it was breaker.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
So now we got the lights out there, and the pressure has been put on that I must get this fixed by Friday.
Wow. Get the outlet fixed?
Yeah. Well, I got it.
So you can ditch the cord.
It's on. Well, here's the thing, Buzz. This is why we're not being festive right now, because there is no cord. Right now, the lights are there. There's 2 hours of work, but the lights are not lit. Because really we need two extension cords, because there's two sets of lights going on both sides of the driveway.
Oh, one's not enough.
And those big-ass outdoor industrial extension cords, the big orange jobbers, we've got like five of them, and I put all of them together, and they just barely run from the garage down the driveway to where the stuff is.
You don't think your line's been cut by somebody, do you?
Mike, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what Ruffy might have come over to my neighborhood and done? I don't think so. I think what probably happened is...
Didn't you have a fire down there?
Yeah, we did, but that was years ago. I don't think that was the problem. I think...
And there's no switch in the garage that you know of that would activate the driveway.
I've hit them all. Hmm. I've hit every switch.
Okay, then.
So the lights are there.
Do you have the little thing that's on the outlet, the GFI, where you hit the test and you
I
do
know
that?
I all about the GFI.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
And the CSI. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Know all about it.
Ground fault interrupter.
Right.
The eye in the sky.
Really, I didn't know what GFI was. My wife had to tell me what GFI was.
Well, I really didn't know it. I mean, you know... I know it's the thing that's got the test and reset.
Anyway,
the outlet that has.
These are outdoor outlets, and even though they've got the little button to press to reset, I went down there like with the buffer thing for the car and plugged it in, and
it didn't go either.
No juice. Yeah. You know, I did everything. Licked my finger, put it in there. Said,
right.
Come on, got
that
anything?
Usually works.
No juice.
Did you try a fork?
No, I didn't, Mike. I went as far as my finger.
Okay.
And then I had my son put his tongue all over it.
Okay,
and once that happened, we were okay.
No juice.
No juice. Got to get that figured out by Friday.
Okay.
Because the problem is, now this is the most ridiculous plan. Now, I don't want to sound like George Lopez on his show where he said awful things about his wife before Christmas.
No, you don't want that to happen.
And I don't want some dead kid calling us up and then we got to change the show and be all nice,
you know. Talk to Eisner.
Because some dead kid called. Oh, where's that tape? Did you put that tape away already?
Sure. I didn't know you were going to go back to
that. That's a go-to. That's a holiday go-to.
Oh, I know.
Are you going to be talking about your upcoming holiday schedule?
Yeah, this party.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Now, listen. Let me preface
you. I just want to, before you even start, I want to say, before you even say what you're going to say,
yeah.
I agree with you. You're absolutely right to feel put upon. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, neighbors.
Robbie.
That's the Cartwrights.
Lauren Green.
Oh,
Bonanza.
Your family gathering.
Merry Christmas, neighbor.
And that's you singing.
That does good in your neighborhood.
Listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this ridiculous plan that my wife's family has put together for Christmas this year. Normally there is one big family party. I'm cool with that. It's at our house or at my brother-in-law's house.
And lots of families do that.
And everybody, I mean, all the uncles, all the aunts, all the grandkids, I mean, it's a mob scene.
Right.
What they've decided to do this year, and this is just out of my realm of understanding, the party's going to, it's on Saturday, the party is at five different houses.
Ah.
Now, let me explain to you the logistics. You drive 2.5 hours to get to the first house.
That's fun.
You spend an hour at that house. Then you drive for 40 minutes to the next house. You spend an hour there. Then you drive 25 minutes to the next house. You spend an hour there, and you drive 20 minutes to the next house. Then you spend an hour there, and you drive 20 minutes to the next house. And my first comment, of course, was...
Was your family attempting to maximize the labor for everybody this Christmas, or what?
I don't know what this is. This has something to do with unity, with family, with everybody wants the party to be at their house. You know, I've said for years, if anybody else wants the party, take it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't mind having the people over.
That's where this springs from, a desire on the part of each family member to host the party?
I'm not really sure because I think there are some new families involved in this that are hosting for the first time. And I don't know if they didn't want the hassle of having 80 people at their house all day. I mean, let's face it, who does? Really, the only one that's equipped for is my brother-in-law because he's got a big house and he just kicks everybody in the backyard and he's got a pool table and you know.
Is this going to be like a progressive party where you have one course of the meal at somebody's house and then you go to the next house and have the next course?
I have
like
no idea, but that probably is the way that they have it plotted out.
Well, 1 hour is not even enough time for a sit-down meal of any kind. I mean, you can't really have
time
any
time to drive again.
And it severely is going to hamper my drinking. And
I
got to tell you that is a major thing that gets me through these functions, especially... however, I don't want to be totally negative, like George Lopez.
No. Hello, Michael Eisner, head of Walt Disney. Original family programs and movies are the cornerstone of entertainment here in the wonderful world of Disney.
Shut up! they have done away with the time-consuming Secret Santa game, and the reason that it was always so time-consuming in our family is not because we play Secret Santa, because once you got a gift, then the next person in line could decide if they wanted to steal your gift and have your gift go back. And it was a thing where you ended up spending 3 hours and you'd end up like with a bag of coffee beans or something. I mean, because there's always a price limit. The gifts can't be over $20 or $25. So they're okay gifts, but not worth 3 hours of switch them in. I don't know. I've got the cheese and you've got the Christmas with the Cranks DVD.
Right.
Gosh, if I trade you, then I got to put this back on the pile. So we're only doing that this year for the little kids, for the grandchildren.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to be totally negative on this thing, but the thought of all of this driving on Saturday and
your total time is like what, three and a half hours in the car?
And listen, the one thing that I can't mention, or I'd just be killed. I'd be dead.
Well then,
it's Christmas. I mean, it's the week before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
It's five different locations. There's a game on.
Oh.
Listen, you got the Steelers are on at 1 o'clock.
3.5 hours in the car?
And listen, the one thing that I can't mention, or I'd just be killed. I'd be dead.
Well, then.
It's Christmas. I mean, it's the week before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a family Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
There's five different locations. Mm-hmm. There's a game on.
Oh.
Listen, you got the Steelers are on at 1 o'clock.
Right.
Redskins are on at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And the Atlanta Falcons are on at 8 o'clock.
Saturday?
This weekend, Saturday.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Portable TV.
I can't help it. No, Buzz, portable TV don't work.
No.
I mean, I'm out. We're out at the ocean. You know,
oh.
It's not like you put out the rabbit ears. You gotta have. You gotta have cable. And when it's at one central.
Haven't you seen enough games all year?
I'm just kidding. Shut up. When it's at one central location,
uh-huh.
It's very easy. Once you've been at one of these parties, like any party, if you've been there for a half hour or so, it's easy enough to find the guys. Who
right.
want to slip away and
watch
the game,
sure.
have a drink, go out, get the food, be a part of the party,
mm-hmm.
but then say, oh, third quarter, got to go.
Right. Is this some sort of revisiting a ye olde tradition, going to all the houses? I mean, I know people used to do that.
I know
that.
It's got something to do with this Christmas spirit crap.
People used to do that in old times when they lived in little villages.
But you don't
know,
have
like
it.
M. Night Shyamalan or whatever. You know, the
no,
village.
I don't think villages like that. I don't know. I don't know what the reason for it is. I know that they're all just excited to tears about it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the biggest jerk in the world.
So there'll be a caravan heading down the street. Yeah, everybody moves.
A caravan of family. Oh, I've not even thought of that. Imagine that.
You won't be able to drive at your speed. You'll drive at the speed of the slowest person in the caravan.
It'll be like driving a funeral procession.
Exactly what it'll be like.
Just put your lights on.
Driving a funeral procession.
See if people pull over.
Right. All day Saturday.
Why don't, you know, it might be easier if you got a bus. How many family members are we talking about here?
Listen, I would, about 60. I would love the privacy. I'll take the privacy of my own car.
Yeah.
Over a bus.
A luxury bus.
IEVs.
If you had a bus, mm-hmm. you have one driver. And you could
no, but then,
make
you know,
it a festive, fun time.
Then it's like a bunch of old ladies going to Atlantic City.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Now there is a holiday tree. Why don't you go there? That'd be real fun.
Would that flip them out if I showed up and I said, listen, I got a big surprise for everybody. Big old bus pulls up. I say, we are spending this family holiday in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Let's go.
Yeah, the kids might not have a good time. No.
Oh, sure. Listen, who cares, Mike?
You know how we got mad now? Come on. You know how mad we got at 3 o'clock? In the morning, seeing those toddlers in the casino.
You know my thought. They're always safe in the lobby. But Mom and Dad, go ahead. Now, Mike and I were in was it Atlantic City or Vegas?
I think it was Atlantic City, and you and I were both as pissed as we get.
It was literally 3 o'clock in the morning. Uh-huh. Mike and I have been out just, you know, drinking and playing cards, and we came through the lobby, and there are these two little kids.
Unaccompanied in the lobby, just at literally 3 o'clock in the morning, and you and I are just, all of a sudden, you and I are like playing the Department of Social Service workers, you know.
Yeah,
where the hell are the parents?
Right, yeah, get
where the hell are they? We were, you know, hurling expletives.
Like, getting all mad. So, who knows? I'll let you know. That's the schedule right now.
Yeah.
Five houses, one day.
You couldn't be happier. It's going to be a fun party.
I'm thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled.
When you're done at the last house, how far is it back to your original starting point? Are you going to be at least close to where you're going to sleep?
About 40 minutes.
Just long enough to be a pain.
I'm hoping Secret Santa gives me a gun.
Or a jetpack.
I know it's not what my family was hoping for.
No.
And I really know if you're going to commit suicide, for goodness sakes, you really shouldn't do it around the holiday season.
No, that's not fair to everybody else.
But who knows?
Unless you're going to do it in front of them.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
I mean, for God's sakes, give people a story. Give people a memory.
From the dinner table.
Don't you remember that year? That special year where we were done having the eggnog and then, boom!
You stand and you give me... I'd like to make a toast.
Right.
I'm going to need some sound effects, here, Rob. Jimmy, everybody. Doug, Carol, Rita, Bart, everybody. Ben, Robbie. I just want to say that I know I did an awful lot of complaining about this party.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say happy holidays the only way that I know how.
This room needs green. That is a hell of a sound effect right there. You created the moment perfectly. This is basically 1930s radio right here. That's almost worth a replay, Rob. I swear to God.
No, hold on. We've got to get to the fantasy football now. This is very important.
Looking forward to it today.
Because the regular season is done.
Gimme.
We're going to have the playoffs.
Why are you looking at me weird? Didn't I win?
Of course, information on our fantasy league, Don and Mike. website.com. Go to the link for fantasy football. Here is our commissioner, John Norman, and much like the AFC and the NFC, our fantasy league is divided. And John, who made it and who didn't?
Hi, everybody. Right,
Mike O'Meara here.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, John.
It's the end. Anticipation.
Yeah, Mike won the pot this week. Mike won the money.
Only $40?
Congratulations, Mike.
I thought it was more. I thought you won like $100 when you win the pot.
Merry Christmas. I haven't won all year.
No.
It depends how many people made transactions during the week.
$25 minimum plus transactions.
Oh, but, you
know. $40 is not bad.
No, I'm happy. It's the principle.
All right, week 14, final regular season week. I knocked off Joe 82-76. Buzz fell to Mike, the tough one, 94-85. Yeah. Don, the giant killer. Thank you, Don. Knocked off Bart, 85-68.
Boom! Knocked that kid of mine right out of the playoffs.
Yes, he did. And B.A. beat Rob, 90-88 in a squeaker. So the playoffs, as they shake out right now, I'll give you the final divisions. Short division, Don finished 9-5, Mike 5-9, Rob 4-10, and Joe 3-11.
5-9, you made the playoffs.
What a great league.
And then in the long division, it's a tight one. B.A., John, and Bart all at 9-5, and Buzz at 8-6.
Ouch.
Or Buzz.
Yeah.
So the playoffs, as it stands right now, Don, Mike, B.A., and John. The matchup next week will be Don versus myself and Mike versus B.A.
I'm coming to get you, pork chop.
Now, everybody's, if you made it in, you're going to make at least $50 for next week. Runner-up for the Super Bowl, 100, and the Super Bowl winner, 200.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
And you don't know, Rob over the weekend, we were talking about this. Rob was saying,
what a heartbreaker.
Not only, he didn't even care if he won his game.
Right.
If you lost,
yes,
Rob would have made the playoffs.
Because
Rob has scored more.
I tried, Rob.
What is that? The points scored that you figured out?
I've scored like 250 more points than you this year.
Well, okay, but I've scored the important points.
Yes, I guess you have.
You are
the golden boy.
I am.
And you know who's lucky of all, luckiest of all is Beth Ann, who gets to win without paying any money.
He's hostile.
Yeah, so Rob was saying to me, you know, on Saturday, we were talking about quarterbacks, and who'd you pick up? Jake DeLome?
Yeah.
Jake's place? All right, he said, do you think that guy's okay? I said, yeah. He said, really? This is Rob speaking. He said, I really don't have to worry. All Mike has to do is lose, and Mike doesn't even turn in the lineup.
Well, Jay Dubs does.
But you had it.
Dubs does. Dubs is my general manager.
He started something with a concussion this week.
I know. He failed, but he didn't fail, did he? Because I won. I was the high point getter of the week.
Yeah.
Yes, you were. Yeah. How shall you spend the money?
I have no idea. Tis the Christmas season.
Maybe you'll buy yourself a lovely wool hat.
I think I might very well do. Should I give some of this money to Dubs? I guess I should. Nope. Fine. Okay, that's it. Time's up. Nope. No, he won't. He doesn't get any money.
So that's the deal. Those go into the playoffs. Congratulations, everybody else. Pound sand.
Yeah.
And that stuff is at donandmikewebsite.com.
Sorry, slackers. Consider it pounded. Sorry, just if people put a little more effort into it, maybe that's they'd make the playoffs, too.
Yes, a lesson to be learned.
There we go.
Can you imagine?
What's your password?
I have no idea. I haven't looked at the website once.
Here I am at my wife's Christmas party. My wife's family's Christmas party. Everybody, attention. I'm really sorry that I made a spectacle out of myself on the radio. I've had a great time driving to all five houses. I've not missed watching the football games. I've not missed the fact that I've not had anything to drink.
Jimmy God. Really fly.
That's the cranberry sauce.
We were cool.
And trust me, that's what they do. Someone would just say, like on The Sopranos, go get a rug. They'd roll me out, put me in the front yard with the garbage, and they'd go right back and say, Happy birthday, Jesus.
Who's going to clean this up? Leave this mess on the floor.
Sing it. Church bells ring a bell.
That's right, they would.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, it should be a... What's the total time commitment? Has anybody done an estimate of that as to how long this is going to take?
Well, the parties themselves go from 12 noon till 7 p.m.
7 hours.
And that's
not,
you know,
counting the outside driving time.
Yeah, the travel time. I mean, the party... It's like an hour and a half at each house, something like that. It's a... it's a different way of doing Christmas.
But it's 7 hours, give or take, with the same people.
Yeah, well, that's the best part.
But you get to be out on the road. The open road.
Imagine that.
A man's freedom with the open road.
I leave the third house. Get in my car. The family sees me. I turn. I go, I wanted to say I'm really sorry. Oh, one more thing. Oh!
Based on a true story.
Oh dear. Oh, it misfired. Here, you better take that out and put it in your mouth again.
As I'm driving away, the window goes up, the automatic window goes up, and he just... Car goes spiraling out of control. Big red splotch all over the window.
What happened? What happened?
Well, somebody won't be going to house number 4.
To all a good night.
Don't follow Uncle Don. He just drove into an abutment.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll have a fantastic time.
Yeah. I guarantee it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. You know me. I'm just Mr. Negative. Mr. Negative.
We'll have a great time.
We got a break, but there are people here on the phone. Joe in Delaware. Joe.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Joe.
Hey, is your community celebrating Festivus?
What is Festivus?
Isn't it made up by Kramer on...
It was made up by Costanza's dad.
On Seinfeld. But yeah, Kramer
Festivus, right.
Kramer would celebrate Festivus with him.
Mm-hmm.
The motto was Festivus for the rest of us. And they had a steel pole. And the best part, I like, he says, now is the time for the airing of the grievances, followed by the feats of strength.
Yes. Wouldn't that be great?
Festivus.
Why buy the Seinfeld box set? Rob's got them all memorized.
Just call me.
Committed to memory.
Call me up.
Well, Mark?
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
You mentioned you were going to satellite radio in 3 days.
Right.
In 3 days.
Don't you know that you can lose half your listening audience in 3 days?
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty. And my mother's the president of a horse club for women.
Wow. This guy's got his... Sometimes they have their material ready.
Another one for that.
Oh, you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WTA.
These numbers can't be right. I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, Georgie. Break here. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Silent night, holy night, jingle bells, walking in a windy wonderland. How was that for a fabulous Christmas carol medley? It's me, Pee Wee Herman, in case you didn't figure it out. Duh! I'm here to just wish everybody the merriest, merriest, merriest of Christmases. Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends.
The Don and Mike Show. How have you been? It's the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Rocking around.
It's four big ways to win big.
That's right.
Yeah. We've got four shows before the Christmas break. We have $1,000 to give away every day.
Wow.
And today we're going to use the secret word.
Ah.
That will come up at some point during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
Only I know what the secret word is.
Oh!
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Would you pick that up and see if that is Lisa Marie Joyner? We'll talk to her in Uno Momento.
Ah, your favorite TV personality.
Oh, she's just checking in for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what's happened with the Prodigy. Now, of course, my only conspirator on this is Rob.
Of course.
Now, there were some very obvious words. Tell Lisa we'll be right with her. Some very obvious words. I could have used this or this or this, but that wouldn't be appropriate.
Right?
See those words, Mike?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
So what I've decided is actually two words, but I will accept one of the two.
So either one.
Either one, but if you use the one, it's got to be... In context. Regards to the other, in context for the other.
Yeah. Now, this is the secret word contest.
Secret
Four
word.
Big ways to win big.
Today on the show, $1,000.
Uh-huh.
We'll do a phone scan today for sure, and we'll take other phone calls.
And if somebody says the secret word?
They win $1,000.
Just inadvertently, if they say the secret word?
Yes.
Is this something that they might very well say?
Buzz, that's why it's the secret word contest.
So we're keeping it from the listeners.
Yes. Yes, we are.
And from Buzz and myself.
That's right. Happy holidays, Mike.
Yeah, that's fun.
Good psychic love.
Yeah, it's fun to sit over here and not know what it is. And then I won't be able to react when I hear it. And you've taken that joy. Thanks for taking my goddamn joy.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Hey, now here is, I'd like to call her my prodigy. Okay.
Yeah.
Before we get to this, can I just guess? Is it polka dotted skivvies?
Polka-dotted skivvies?
Negative.
Yeah.
No.
Very close, though.
Lisa Joyner is the girl, the woman that I saw on Channel 2 in Los Angeles doing the weather.
You discovered her.
I love her. She's fantastic. And the next thing you know, she's hosting the Craig Kilborn show.
Mm-hmm. And they gave the Craig Kilborn show to that British guy.
Yeah.
How dare they, Lisa?
His name is Craig.
So it made sense.
Easier.
Give it to him.
Yeah.
Listen, here's my question. I'm glad to talk to you before the holidays. I'd like to know what's up with your career. But you should know that most mornings I sit in front of the television, Indian style, naked, watching, doing my meditation.
Oh, right.
I love the visual.
And watching, and I've noticed you're not on the morning news hardly at all.
Do you see how badly my career has gone since
They replaced you with a redhead guy with these weird square gay glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even live in I watch her on the satellite. I don't live in Los Angeles.
Well, let's find out where she is. What are you doing now, Lisa?
They were trying to. They were going for the glass wearing redheaded demo, and since I did not fit into it, actually they brought in a weather person, and I was not married to doing that show because it's so early. I said to him, "Please let me out."
What time do you have to get up in the morning to do that show?
3 a.m. That leaves a lot of time for a social life.
That's the middle of the night.
Well,
yeah, it is. When you're driving to work and people are out there still in their high heels and partying and stuff.
So,
yeah.
Darling, what are you doing now? I mean, they didn't kick you out on the street, did they? You're still working in Hollywood.
No, they kicked a couple other people out and to make room for me. And I don't feel guilty at all. What I'm doing is a half-hour show Monday through Friday, and it's a lifestyle show. It's called Nine on the Town.
Oh, and is it on Channel 2?
It's on Channel 9 because we're a duopoly.
Oh, so you're on the UPN station?
No, it's an independent. It's KCAL.
Oh, it's KCAL, KCAL 9.
So how's that show? So you get to do fun stuff. You got a talk show.
Oh yeah, and we never I always get to go around and I never go hungry because we're always doing things on restaurants.
And what is the name of the show again? I'm going to write it down.
It's called Nine on the Town.
Night on the Town?
Nine, like the number.
Nine on the Town. Okay.
You didn't write that down.
One before 10. And also I am going to be doing some stuff for CBS, and you'll see it on the morning show, actually this weekend, or this Thursday and Friday. It's called Lisa's It List, not Lisa's.
Yeah, right. The other thing, although you could write a list for that, too. Lisa's It List. Listen, I just think you're tremendously talented. You're very easy on the eyes. And I don't know why you've not gone further in television. There's so many schmucks on TV every time I turn it on.
She will.
There's some loser bag on, and I'd rather see someone, young and vibrant like you.
Well, I mean, the good news is that you've got this show, Lisa. We're rooting for you.
Yeah, it's a great move because now when people ask me how I am, I don't say, "Oh Jesus Christ, tired."
Tired. Yeah.
now I actually have a life, and we're taking the show out, the Lisa Joyner Show, for lack of a better title, if you guys can come up with anything, out to cable network. So we're just reformatting and as they say in Hollywood. And we're going to have a show on the air by next year.
A star of tomorrow today. Mark my words.
I know.
Naked Indian style, watching the satellite from Los Angeles.
How about this one? How about this? Let's join her. Get it?
We'll work on that.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You guys are going on hiatus, right? You're just going to be off for...
Yes, we're a brief sabbatical, it's when we go away to our various religious retreats.
But you're
sent away.
We will not be coming back to better jobs. We'll be coming back to the same crappy job.
Same crappy job we've had for a million years.
Just know I'm watching you. I've got my eye on you, and you are, no kidding, a... star of tomorrow.
Amen.
Lisa Joyner, remember this now. I'm telling you.
I'm proud to be on your list.
Okay. Have a very nice holiday.
You too. You okay. as well.
Bye, Lisa.
You.
Thank you.
Okay.
And you know,
bye,
that,
guys.
That guy with the orange hair doesn't do it for me. It doesn't. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, darling.
There she goes. That's Lisa Joyner.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time...
She's still hanging. And, you know, God almighty, getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
There was a time when I could have told you the weather, like the seven-day forecast. You'd say, what's the seven-day forecast in D.C. where I live? And I go, I don't know. What's it like in Los Angeles? Well, there's a high-pressure system moving out of Mexico, and it's going to be sunny and beautiful in the Southland, in the Inland Empire.
Nine on the town.
Yeah, well... Sounds like, you want to say this to her? Sounds like maybe she got the Bumps Rush out of Channel 2.
But she got the network thing, so if we see her on there, I mean, she could get noticed and move on from there.
She is talented. It was nice to talk. Here is a woman going into surgery. Here is Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Hey, guys. Wow, it's great to talk to you.
You're going into surgery?
Yeah, next week.
What are they taking out?
Oh, I thought this was like an immediate going to surgery. I
thought you were on a gurney or something.
Well, I'm sorry. It's been taking me this long just to try to get through to find out about Mike's drink. And I just thought, well, I'm going in next week. I'll be listening to you during my recovery.
My drink?
Darling, what drink?
Mike's drink. With this absence?
Mike's drink.
Oh, she's all messed up.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, I'm not.
Honey, no, it's...
Yes, my drink.
I'm sorry, I'm a new listener, and I've been hearing about this drink. And
right. It's actually Beth Ann's drink.
That's yes. right. Beth Ann is the rod of the show. And you're fascinated with absinthe?
Well, it was my birthday a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to celebrate with my friends with this new drink.
Yeah.
Got through today. It's awesome.
You
guys rock.
Thank you.
Crack me up, man.
You're very nice. Is it brain surgery you're going in for?
Yes. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
It is.
Absolutely.
It's a full transplant, isn't it?
I don't think they have a spare one enough for me.
Okay.
Sherry, seriously, if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and you go to the links page,
thank you,
that's where you'll find out all about it. I'm not kidding you about that. I'm not kidding you this time, kids.
Where do you go on our website to find that?
Links.
All right.
That's tough. I don't have a computer, and that's tough.
Well, that's tough. You're getting a brain transplant, and you don't have a computer.
Then you are screwed.
Maybe they'll put a computer in my soul.
Yeah. What could it hurt?
Hold on. You don't have a computer,
and
you're going in for surgery?
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. Right as you're about to go into surgery...
Yes, sir.
I want you to say, doctor, I don't have the internet. I can't get on DonandMikeWebsite.com to see about absinthe. I'm having brain surgery.
There you go. See how they like that.
Problem solved.
Congratulations.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, Sherry.
I will be listening to you guys, and thank you so much for making my afternoon.
We appreciate it. Thank you, honey. See you later. Still, no one has said the secret words. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, I got a call from corporate. Lisa Joyner's ratings. She lost half her audience in 3 days. That's how she got booted.
You know, normally we don't accept larceny with listener jokes.
Everything
but,
is
but
too
that's
funny,
still
though.
Funny, right?
So you should see these.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio WDAV.
These numbers can't be right. I can't lose half my audience in 3 days.
The Hitman.
George Lopez.
Hello, Mark. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, buddy. I was wondering if you could pounce into my rat hole.
Are you trying to get the mystery words, the secret words? Cause
I'm just trying to, you know.
What if Buzz or I comes up with the mystery word?
Then I will have to change the mystery word.
If Buzz or I comes up with the mystery word, and is that bad grammar?
Yeah, probably.
If Buzz or I comes
up with it, then we will change the mystery.
And you will identify it, that we have said the mystery words?
Good.
Well, they're having a little consultation. Oh.
There's a feeling that someone actually did say the mystery words.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear him say it.
Who said it?
You did.
I did. What did I say, Rob?
And what context? Well, tell me then.
Cool.
And tell me what context then.
After you played the tape. He said it quietly and under his breath, but he's, may I reveal it?
Yes.
He said George Lopez.
Ah. Mystery words. George Lopez.
So we have to go back to the hopper.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So now we know how to play.
Okay. Well, you knew how to play all along.
Well, we just didn't know how difficult the guess would be. Now we have, you know, some idea.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll make it one word this time. Make it easier for the listeners.
One word?
I love when the listeners...
Here's how you make it easy. I'll give you a suggestion.
Okay.
I'll write it down.
Okay. down, if you wrote down what you think the title of Lisa Joyner's new show is going to be, we can't. No.
We'd give it away in 5 seconds.
Would you just stop it?
How about a secret phrase?
What is this?
How about a secret phrase? Is it me?
Okay, I've got the word.
That's oh, good.
The pay.
I've got the new, Robbie?
The new secret word.
Here's the new secret word.
Only Don and Rob know it.
Okay?
In all four.
If you guess it, if you say it.
In all variations.
Yes, yes.
How about the one on the top?
No more hints. How you doing?
No, I don't think so.
Too easy, I guess.
Okay, so it's a new secret word.
All right, very good.
And this time it's only one word, and it's worth $1,000.
Wow.
Mike, congratulations on that big victory.
Thank you. I look forward to picking up my check.
Golden boy, we'll be back with JB.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
A bitter cold night. The Giants with a victory against the Eagles tonight could reduce the edge to a half a game. I'm not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The masters of the triple entendre,
hi.
Don and Mike.
And let's do a station break. We'll get right to JB. He's kind of busy today. We appreciate it. In Portland. Portland, Oregon. It's Max 910. How about in San Francisco? Every night on KYCY.
Uh-huh.
In Dallas. Every night on Live 105.3. And Baltimore.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I got to look at those buttons. Okay. Live 105 in Baltimore. This will be the last time during the year that we talk to JB because you know, we're going to be gone for a couple of weeks at Christmas. JB will be back on with us after the holiday.
Good.
Here he is now from Fox NFL Sunday, the fantastic James Brown. JB, how are you?
Hey, fellas, so they actually give you guys time off, huh?
Oh. They actually get sick of us and they send us away.
Don't even bring it up. It's a sore spot with some of our listeners. Unlike you, we will not be working on Christmas Day. JB, I was just mentioning about my family's Christmas party Saturday. My wife's family, my family, it's going to be nuts at 5 different houses. We've got to drive all day from house to house. And I mentioned it's killing me because there's games on Saturday this week.
It's a big football day.
Yeah. So what is your schedule like? Because you guys have a game Saturday. You've got all the stuff Sunday. Then you've got the game on Christmas Eve. Then how does your family deal with you working this time of the year?
Hey, Don, do you know what? I actually forgot we had a game coming up this Saturday. I got to be honest with you and Mike. I completely forgot.
Oh, JB, and 5 o'clock national game, Redskins.
Tell me about it. And look here, my wife put her foot down. She told me last week, look, there's a play I want to go and see at the Kennedy Center. It's Thursday night, which, by the way, is the same night that Fox is having a Christmas party in L.A. Terry Bradshaw is having a party for the studio folks on Friday. And she said, all I'm telling you is Thursday night, 6:30, be there.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm there. I got to do it.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. And you've got to, you know, you log some frequent flyer miles, I would imagine.
I do. As a matter of fact, my wife and I were sitting here going over a number of things as we were planning, and I have so many that once the season is over, the last thing I want to see is another plan.
Oh,
I
bet.
Prefer to keep my feet on the ground. Hey, by the way, I want to hook up with you guys because, you know, we do that car show up in Ocean City, and every time I go up there, I continue to hear people talk about Don and Mike up in Ocean City.
Oh, yeah. Hey, JB, I swear to God, I live up there. I got a place up there.
That's what I heard.
You tell me when you're going to be in Ocean City. I promise I'll be there. I would love to hang around with you in Ocean City.
But you know what? I'm going to hold you to that. The only thing you won't want to see me in are bathing shorts, because Howie Long says I look like one of those Malibu houses, if you will, the big house on those little stilts. You know, it's not a pretty sight.
What is it like for you guys this past weekend? I'm loving this when the game is going so late. You've got the Green Bay game, which is going past 7:30 East Coast time, and then on top of it, you follow that up with the end of the Arizona game. You guys were pushing close to 8 o'clock East Coast time. How would the network feel if you ever had a game like the Green Bay game that went to overtime, a regular season game?
You know what? I hope I don't sound too flippant, but depending upon what it is that's on the air, the network would not have a problem with football running over at all because the ratings are up then.
Right.
That's what matters most. But
with you guys, I guess my question, JB, was it's such a long day. You're there. You get there early. You do the show. As I mentioned, you do all the cut-ins. Then you're waiting for the day to end, and it's like, okay, we're almost done. There's just one more game that's still going on. Let's go out to Phoenix. After a day like this Sunday, where you start at noon and you're not done till 8 o'clock, what do you do afterwards? You just go crash? Do you binge drink? What do you do?
I've got to be honest with you now. The guys, Terry, Howie, and Jimmy, depending upon if it's a quality game, and periodically I'll dip in with them, they'll go back to the hotel and watch the Sunday night game. I mean, they are real fanatics. But the thing is, they get to lollygag a bit during the day. Yours truly is sitting in that chair, as we've often talked on. I've
got to
be there the entire day. So quite frankly, unless the Redskins are playing, the last thing I want to see is another game. I will try to either go back and pack and prepare to fly out the next day, because I'm up at 5 o'clock the next morning to get ready to do my own sports talk show from 7 to 9 a.m. Pacific time,
so it's a
late night in bed and an early morning up. Mm. I've got to rest. And the guys are always teasing me, thinking that I'm resting forever. But please, if you're working nine jobs, and they say I've got a lot of Jamaican blood in me because I'm working nine jobs, you need your rest.
Well, you should know that you guys really, no BS, JB, you're welcome in everybody's home, and especially when it gets towards the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is something after you guys having been on the air for so long that even with non-football fans,
mm-hmm.
people recognize the four of you, and I know on Christmas Eve, it's not going to be a gigantic hassle for
now,
me.
Now, is it Christmas Eve or Christmas Day that the games are going to be?
Oh, it's Christmas Day. Or is it
Christmas Eve? CBS has Christmas Day, so we have Christmas Eve and the day after Christmas.
Right. The point is, it's not going to be a hard sell, because people are going to know, oh, these are the guys that have fun, these are the guys that goof around, and these are the guys with the football.
Are you guys going to be on the road? Are you going to be doing a lot of traveling? Were you going to take the studio show on the road during the playoffs?
You know what, Mike? We had at one point considered doing that, and to be honest with you, and let me just call it straight, preseason, we had baked in about 6 travel dates. And that was with the thinking that, you know what, let's make this a real special kind of deal if necessary. It's an expensive proposition.
Sure.
But to be brutally honest with you, because the ratings have continued to be so strong, we thought not to tamper with that, because as you well know, when you're doing a remote, it's a little bit different out there with all the audio concerns and the technical concerns,
right,
that the camaraderie, the spontaneity may not quite be there. So we,
I've always thought really for the fans that are at the stadiums, that's about it. I think as far as the viewers, you guys obviously, you have a bunch of people that are screaming and backing.
Yeah,
I mean, the people that are at the stadium dig it, but as far as the millions of people that are watching you on television,
it's
probably better to stay in the studio.
Absolutely. And you know, you guys understand the business, and that's precisely how management and the producers looked at it as well. They much prefer to be in the studio where things are much more controllable. And quite frankly, you know what, it's a fun. I like getting out as often as we can, because we get a chance to see the players, touch in the whole nine yards. It is a whole lot better as opposed to just working the phone lines aggressively during the week. So I wouldn't mind if we had a bit more of a mix, but I understand why that's not in the mix.
Okay, very quickly, a couple of points. Dennis Erickson, is he going to last the year in San Francisco? What's going on with Mike Tice in Minnesota? I saw, you know, it's never a good sign when you see the owner, like, having a press conference after the game.
No, it is not. And from everything that we're hearing, Dennis Erickson is going to be out at the end of the season. There's been some talk that if Seattle does not make it to the postseason, that Mike Holmgren would make a perfect fit back in San Francisco for obvious reasons, but they don't have an awful lot of money on the table. But Mike has done very well.
And JB, hold on. I got about the 49ers. Tell me the truth, please. I'm watching your show a couple of weeks ago, and you're talking about who's the worst team, and you see San Francisco is. You go to Terry Bradshaw, why? And you finally paint him in a corner. Terry Bradshaw says, it's the owner. What's the guy's name? York?
John York.
John York. He says, that's it, John York, that's the reason. And he goes through a whole litany of reasons why the team stinks, says it's all because of the owner. They go back to you, and it's a stunned moment because Terry Bradshaw has said something that's really true, but on the other hand, he's kind of really biting the hand that feeds him. I mean, and he did kind of stop your show for a second. Did you have that in your pre-game run through, your pre-show run through, or did he just say that when you were out there?
Don, are you kidding me? Anything to be discussed with Terry Bradshaw ahead of time and not sticking to plan? Believe. I know good and well we are prepared for the unexpected with him. Hey, look, this is the same guy when we were in a commercial break, and I think I shared this with you and Mike before. They said, JB, don't forget to talk about the big game that we have coming up on Fox later today. It might have been, I don't know, Philadelphia and say Atlanta. Terry comes back from commercial break, and I set him up because he heard the same instruction I did. I said, Terry, why don't you talk about the outstanding game we have coming up on the late game here on CBS, on Fox? He says, oh, you know what? Pittsburgh is playing Buffalo. That ought to be it. I got to follow my... I said, Terry, that's a CBS game. He says, well, you know what? It's still going to be a good game anyway. And you know management is going absolutely
crazy. It's still going to be a good game anyway. Well, he's a Steeler. You know what? What can you expect? You know?
JB, listen, you're busy. Thanks for your time. We will talk to you after the holidays. Before you leave, who's the one... In the AFC is such a mess. But in the NFC... Who's the one team that we don't think is going to make the playoffs? That's going to, out of all these teams that are Carolina 6-7, all those 5-8.
Asking for the sleeper pick.
Yeah, who's the one team that's going to sneak in?
Wow. You know what? I don't think that there's going to be a sleeper team because, to be honest with you, they're so bad. Right now, Carolina controls its own destiny. They absolutely ought to be in there. Obviously, Atlanta has won the South Division. Give me the two or three teams that you think ought to be considered in terms of sleepers.
I would say, okay, Tampa Bay in the NFC would be one. Carolina's probably the favorite.
Yep.
And then... Just for Dubs, let me ask you, what do you think of the Detroit Lions? I don't think they have a chance.
No, Detroit won't make it.
Okay.
Detroit won't make it. Joey Harrington is still too inconsistent at quarterback. You got some good selections there, though, but I think Carolina, to me, has been one of the outstanding stories of the second half of the season, trying to defy history, having started 1-7 and becoming the first 1-7 team to make it to the postseason. Oh. But they've got some good guys down there, and that coaching staff is excellent.
And don't you think St. Louis is going to crumble?
You know what? They have already started. They've been way too inconsistent as well. And Mike March has talked about how they've tried to change some defensive things during the course of the season, and that is awfully difficult to do. Carolina really jumped on them.
Amen. All right, JB, listen, have a very safe holiday. Our best to your family. We'll talk to you after the first of the year.
Hey, fellas, God bless you guys. Have a good time. And, Don, let me know how this TiVo thing goes for you over the holiday period.
I'll let you know, JB. All right, thanks. Bye.
That's James Brown from Fox.
Yeah. Kind of hard to beat JB, and that's
sure.
He's a pro.
Love having him on the show.
Pretty good.
What does he do? Is he into cars? Is that what he is? Is he into classic cars or something like that? Because he was mentioning that thing down in Ocean City. I don't know what he was talking about.
I have no idea.
Don't they have old car rallies down there all the time?
Yeah, but they have old. But they also have like Neil Sedaka doing concerts. And they have like some old hot rod. Well, Buzz, I don't think.
Well, if JB comes down for the Neil Sedaka concert, you can go with him.
See, good. And he might.
Oh, God, I'd love to hang around with JB. He'd be another person I'd love to hang around with, and after I really hung around him for about 10 minutes,
right,
he'd hate my guts.
Oh, not so sure.
Not JB.
Yes, even the very nice JB.
That happens more with famous women than it does with famous men.
I guess you're right.
I think with a guy, you can hang with a guy.
I guess you're right.
You see, look at all our football friends over the years. We've held on to those friendships.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
But a guy like that, I'd be like a dog humping his leg.
Where are we going now, Mr. Brown?
Tell me again when you did that cut into the Arizona game. And I'm dumb like that. I watch all the games at once.
Well, he's either flying or working, so he probably, that's his frame of reference. That's what he can talk about.
Anyway, that's JB, and we thank him very much. Christmas. Hold on. Yeah, Christmas. Christmas. Good to see you. Oh, not the bleacher bump again. God, no. Christmas, please.
And now, coming to you live from downtown Chicago, the captain of cruel, the master of mean, the prince of put down.
I know.
Here he is, Hank, the bleacher bump, Romero.
Yeah, bum.
Okay, I'm not even going to waste my time on I told you so's. Embarrassing, pathetic, abusive. Yes, abusive to the hardworking people of this city who spend their hard-earned dollars.
The bum's lot.
And
Disney classic.
Embarrassing. Abusive.
How about... Where he takes the phone call and no one's listening,
yeah.
And he has to say to the guy, call back.
You're on with the bum.
Hey, can you believe Dion Bailey did it again? My man hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game.
Actually, bum, I'm feeling kind of blue.
Well, then change your shirt, Paul. Does anybody out there want to talk sports?
And now all the phone lines are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry. Paul... If you're still listening, call back. Okay.
No,
tell me all about your blues, and I can tell you all about mine.
Doesn't it get better?
Yeah.
Now that 24 hours has passed.
It does. It does.
It's our Christmas miracle, our George Lopez Christmas miracle.
Embarrassing. Hello, Mr. Eisner.
And don't forget, you know what? Yesterday we were talking about if you did Billy Bush
right,
Jeopardy on
right.
Thursday.
George Lopez.
I'm thinking so.
Yes.
You could pull it together.
I will try to work on it.
You got it.
Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you, do have it.
And thank you, Don.
Listen, a very important secret word, $1,000.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Only I know the secret word. Okay, and Rob.
Rob.
Will you be giving any hints out?
No, negative. This is an easy one. I thought George Lopez was easy. This is easy as well.
Okay.
We'll take phone calls, and maybe someone will say the word. Anybody who says it today wins $1,000 in Christmas cash.
Very good.
Shannon?
Shannon Mike.
Shannon.
Radio
Shannon. Guy. Shannon. Hello.
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 This hey, listen, that cheesy radio announcer that...
Shannon in the morning.
Yes, Shannon?
He sounds just like you did 20 years ago. And
hello, this is Scott Shannon. Hold on, I'm sorry, I was playing it. What, Shannon?
He sounds an awful lot like the Don Geronimo from 20 years ago, some of the old cuts that you've played of yourself introing bits.
You mean the tapes from Nina Menasha?
Yeah, true, but I guess the deal was I'm 16. I'm not George Lopez pretending right. to be a shock jock.
And that's the whole thing about George Lopez is that he's pretending to be a DJ.
Well, he's not. All right.
Yeah, it's not a put-down at all. I was just saying that in the year 2004.
All right,
like
Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you for polling.
Goodbye.
Yes. Observation.
About Christmas. Now I'm going to... Just give me a second. Cue up the right... Here we go. About Christmas.
Thank
you.
That's for you, Mike. I know you love this one.
Can we just can we play it for a minute?
Well...
Are we open here without you?
Yeah, she will play for a second.
There's a lady that, or a guy that laughs in the background.
If you're just thinking... About you.
You can just get to the hook.
Okay, you got it.
In the decorations of red.
Mike loves this.
Green Christmas tree.
I'm serious, it kills him.
It won't be the same there.
Is that what you like, the guy in the background?
Here with me. And when those be blue.
Okay, again, let's not leave it all in the locker room.
All right.
Someday, no, listen, I got all my songs.
I
want to
open
through.
All my presents right now.
Later this week, we'll hear that.
All right, good.
I've not played for you the entire Ben and Hoss and Little Joe Cartwright song.
No. Well, yes, that's right.
You've not heard all of the Bobby Vinton, Santa Must Be Polish.
Mm.
You've not heard Danny Thomas sing The First Christmas.
Yay.
You've not heard Wayne Newton sing Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh, wow.
You've not heard the entire version of James Brown, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto.
I bet the one that, did you say Wayne Newton sings Jingle Bell Rock?
That's right.
I bet that sounds a lot like Brenda Lee.
Yeah. It does. Now, why is everybody calling about the secret word?
Well, they want to win $1,000.
Yeah, you got to wait till the phone's scan.
It's $1,000 in Christmas cash.
Yeah, you just put everything up on the screen, secret word. Hello, Don and Mike.
Good morning, Don. Good morning, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, to be honest with you, I think James Brown says to be honest with you too much.
What's that?
You think what?
To be honest with you, I think James Brown says to be honest with you too much.
Just ignore that. Everybody's a critic.
That is an excellent observation.
That is a fair point. Do you agree that the secret word really has to happen naturally? You can't
yes,
just
it
call
does.
And guess.
Yeah, you can't just call. You gotta wait. Let it happen naturally. If you're calling about what we're talking on the show,
mm-hmm.
we'll get to a phone scan later. And maybe during the phone scan, I'll give out some clues.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm waiting for the winner.
That is an excellent point.
Thank you.
Now, about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I love this dumb list every year. The 12 days of Christmas. You know the song, right?
Yes.
Well, if you really went out, Mike, here's the question for you.
All right.
if you went out and you bought all the junk in the song,
yeah,
how much do you think this year it would cost?
I think last year it was about $12 million, and I think this year it would be about $13 million.
Oh, come on now.
No,
play real.
All right. Partridge and a pear tree. Partridge run you, a live partridge and a pear tree run you about $50. Okay, only 12 more to go. I'll say $5,000.
Last year, it cost $60,000.
$60,000, okay.
This year, $66,000.
That's not a bad inflation rate, is it?
Okay,
no,
here we
considering
go.
Considering oil prices.
We'll break it down for you. 12 drummers drumming, that's $2,224.
Now, right there, I have a problem.
11 pipers piping.
Are you okay? Same thing.
$2,053.
Are we talking musicians' union rates? Is that what it is?
That's right. 10 lords a-leaping. You get the 10 Broadway actors. That's $4,039.
Well, why do you have to get Broadway actors?
Well, they're lords, they're leaping.
Is that what they were considered in the day when the song was written? Lords leaping were actors?
You're really not going to find a lord.
It's more expensive if you hire Tracy Lords.
Oh, yeah.
Nine ladies dancing. Nine ladies dancing is the most expensive line item in the 12 days. The average for each lady dancing...
Uh-huh.
is $488 each.
Now, that's ridiculous. You could get, if it's ladies dancing, you could get anybody right here from the station.
Cheaper for downtown. Free. Nine ladies dancing is $4,400.
Were they hookers?
Now, here is a bargain. And speaking of hookers, the eight maids of milking.
Oh, hello.
Listen to this. Your dollar really travels.
Yeah, this one turns me on. This, to me, these are the sexiest ladies.
These whores are $5.15 each.
Come on in, girls.
Get yourself a nice $5 hooah.
How many milkings are there?
Eight of them. They're eight maids.
Eight maids of milking.
Each of them do one milking and... Only $41.20 for your maids of milking.
They're all lined up right now.
That's your Best Buy right there.
Hey, how about we get out some glasses?
You know what I'd love, Mike?
What's that?
I'd like some frosty fresh eggnog.
Oh, good stuff. Well, I'm going to put this pint glass down right underneath this cow's udder.
Rob, is the glass frosted?
It is. Right
now. Take a look at that.
Okay, now come on.
You want that?
Me thirsty.
Yo, made a milking. Squeeze it right into this glass right here.
Hey, $5 whore.
There you go.
Seven swans are swimming. That's $3,500.
See, those swans are expensive.
There's a swan shortage.
I'd skip those.
Six geese a-laying.
That's cheap. You can get them on any golf course.
And I thought that this had something to do with, like, animal sex, but it's not.
No.
Laying eggs.
Laying eggs.
Anyway, let me see. $210 in 2003.
Oh, man.
Yeah. For six geese a laying.
It's still expensive. Yeah. You get geese are, like, everywhere, pooping everywhere.
Five gold rings. And again, now, you know, it depends on how much you want to spend on
gold
the gold
prices
ring.
Are up.
The average price for a standard gold ring, $387.
That seems fair.
Five gold rings.
Yeah.
Four calling birds.
What the hell is that?
$496.
All right.
So they're expensive birds.
Sure. That's because nobody knows what calling birds are.
Should got a calling plan.
There it is.
There they are.
Three French hens is the biggest price increase this year. They're $45 each.
Damn. Wow.
Two turtle doves, $58. And a partridge, that's $15. And a pear tree, $78.
$78? What have you got a seedling?
Mike, I don't know. I don't even know why I read that. It's just, it's a stupid DJ thing.
Tradition.
That if you wanted to buy all of the goddamn, well, what am I saying?
Don't get mad at me. I'm just looking out for people.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at me for reading the list. It's 12 days of
Christmas. It's a tradition.
$66,000.
I say, you put that list in my hands, I can get that down to $2,000.
I'm sure you can.
I get the whole nine yards.
I say, you get bad geese.
You're in bad lords leaping.
You know all I care about? You get me the eight maids.
Right. Less money spent on poultry and more on the women.
$5.15 per maid, and that's eight milkings. Uh-huh. Man, that's $40, eight milkings.
I'd take care of that list. I'd get everybody cheaper, and I'd get a discount on tights.
But I don't want any lords that are missing a leg or anything. I want top drawer lords.
Oh, we'll see. Now you're getting demanding.
You need two legs to leap. Otherwise, you hop.
You can get a discount on tights?
And is it cheaper if you get a little lord? Because I was thinking of getting little lord frontal.
He might be expensive.
Legal problems with that.
How about...
Sign these papers, sir.
How about Jack Lord? What if you were to dig him up?
Yeah, yeah, and that's what you'd have to do.
Dig him up.
Just throw him up in the air. Good luck.
He'd be a lordly thing.
There goes an arm.
A big skeleton.
Arm falls off.
Yeah. Look at Dano. Look him, Dano. Thank you, JB from Fox. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown, Canada number one corn on the cob. Value priced at three cobs for 88 cents. Doing it right, telling you more, we're fucking Sorry about this, I didn't know it was... And goddamn Whitey produced... And commercials never come out the right way. Okay, Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue, charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates at Brockett Safeway.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Could I have a glass of tequila, please?
Thought about your liver lately?
They go together like porno books and diced cheese.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. DonandMikeWebsite.com. Put your website on the show, Daily Log.
Go to the store.
Audio downloads every day.
Will anybody be able to seriously get something for Christmas if they buy it on our website?
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, that's not a softball. We didn't prearrange that question. That was legitimate.
I think you got to order in the next week.
Yeah.
I think it's like standard... What?
It's by five today.
Oh, shut up. Rob always loves selling
it
the...
It could be.
Selling the urgency.
It's very urgent.
And now, everybody, lover boy. I was on our website looking at the fantasy football, and then it was pick the pros.
Right.
Mike, I have to give you your props.
Yes.
The games we picked this week were Oakland, Atlanta, Tampa, San Diego, Jets, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Carolina, Seattle, Minnesota.
I kicked a little butt this week.
Okay, now, you know, I didn't mind it, when, and we don't have anything to do with the writing of the website.
No.
I didn't mind it when it was written, Don is 5 for 5. Here's what it says now this week.
Wow.
Okay, now it's getting personal.
Hmm.
Mike smoked Donnie, again spelled D-O-N-I, smoked Donnie again with his picks. Mike was 100% with his picks this week.
Hello.
Wow. Giving him the title of football guru, poor Donnie, again with an I.
Ouch.
40% a failing grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then, how about this? How the mighty have tumbled.
that's disrespectful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who writes that?
Tim.
Tim does.
Tim does. Thank you. Here's Meg. Hello, Meg.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Meg.
You know, if you consider this 8 maids of milk, and you could actually make money on that.
Yeah, you could.
Sure.
Yeah. Think about the price of a gallon of milk.
Honey.
How many gallons of milk can you get?
Honey. I don't think anybody in this room is thinking milk.
Right.
Well, then you wouldn't have to bum your money for Christmas shopping, right?
No, we're just... No. We have, a different vision of the maids of milking than you do.
We'd make a lot of money.
Yeah, so let's part as friends.
Let me tell you, I got a suggestion for you. Here's what you do. Rent the movie or buy the old DVD of a movie called Risky Business.
Okay.
All right? Then it'll make it all clear to you.
You'll know.
You'll know exactly what we're trying to do.
Tonight's movie. I think I know exactly what you're trying.
Young Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then you'll know why the Lloyds were leaping.
There you go.
And the maid's milking, $5.10. Ooh, that's a bargain.
Sure. The rest, pure profit.
Found money.
You got it.
Well, you guys got a better team than I do then.
Oh, yes, we do.
We sure do.
Although you could be a good worker. You could be a good earner for us.
Oh,
she's
good,
Rob. I don't think she's... Listen, are you attractive?
I think I'm cute.
Yeah, you're cute.
There you go.
Cute. I met you guys a couple years ago. I went to King's Dominion with you.
Oh, I remember you.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, you don't, Rob. You don't remember
her. I remember her. She couldn't get on any of the rides.
It was hot, wasn't it? Listen, I got news for you. even real fat chicks can work like in massage parlors.
I'm not fat.
No, we didn't say you were.
I'm not saying you are fat.
You're not talking about the right woman here.
I'm just saying if we had the 12 maids of milking,
yeah,
or the 8 maids of milking.
You looked a little bit like Julia Roberts, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say Julia Roberts. I'd say Meg Ryan.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. I'm sorry. I had that confused. You were the Meg Ryan lookalike.
Yes.
And
I was on a bus. We broke down on the way down there.
Yeah.
And it was hot.
It was hot.
Were you on the Scott the Dwarf bus?
The what?
Scott the Dwarf bus.
There was one bus with Scott and one bus with Rob.
With I thought Dennis.
I think I was with Rob.
Yeah.
You were with Rob?
I was with Rob. Yes,
she was with Rob.
I don't think you could be one of our maids milking, though.
No, I don't think
I'm afraid we would have to duct tape your mouth.
Well, you guys have a great Christmas.
You have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, then.
Bye, Meg.
So long, Chubby.
There she goes.
Now, stop it.
Rob, listen.
We've established.
Even he denied, but it's true.
Even fat chicks could be maids of milk.
She's the Meg Ryan look-like. Now, you're just assuming
she's not
that every woman that went on our King's Dominion trip was fat.
I'm just playing the odds. And she is not nearly as fat as she's going to be.
God. Happy holiday.
Some guys
there's a holiday wish from Rob Spiegel.
I love that boy. That's why I'm going to buy you that microphone, boy. Because you make me so happy.
Hey, just remember, before we're done here, we got to have his hair measured.
Yes. Oh, and we will mind.
You know what? It looks mysteriously shorter today. And I mean today. Yeah, don't pull that.
How about on tomorrow's episode, opening break, look at his hair now. Look at he is.
I like it.
That's not what you did to me. You're Dr. Frankenstein.
All he's done is boosted it down. Look at how ridiculous his hair looks. He's not had a haircut for how long? 7 weeks? 8 weeks? How long has it been now?
Friday will be 9 weeks, and my last haircut was 2 weeks before that, so 11 weeks.
So it's actually getting neater now because it's longer.
Yes, I'm in a weird, awkward stage. Eventually, it'll become totally unmanageable.
Mike is paying Rob $50 a week not to cut his hair.
Yeah.
And I do hate it. For what it's worth.
Get the money before Christmas. And tomorrow, we'll get Beth Ann in here with a ruler, and we will actually...
Please do.
We will measure Rob's hair.
It touches my ears.
Hey, Rob, we've been working together for so long, and you know this, Don. I how many years have I not trusted you?
Oh, you've never
the whole time?
Never.
The whole time.
Never
have
you.
No.
Robbie, I'm your best friend, and I have to say this.
Yeah.
After 9 weeks... Man, your hair must really grow slow.
That's a sign of good health. Slow metabolism,
I believe it.
Corpse.
But here's the thing.
I might have to put that check in escrow at the end of the year.
Mike, take a look at his head for a second.
His hair is not long.
Think how short it was when it started.
I'm tired of that argument.
But it's true.
I grow weary of this.
I'm on your side.
Yeah.
However, I must point, I'm just going to use the ruler here because I don't want to touch your head.
Oh, Mike, well.
Doesn't it seem to you that the hair is kind of growing as around the ears? Doesn't it look trimmed someone cut the hair around his ears?
Yes, trim my beard, and that is it. And if you want, I call Beth Ann to measure it right now.
Against what?
Yeah. Against, she has a measurement she took 2 weeks.
Well, she'll know, and she's the one that also...
All right, Beth Ann,
come
in and look at Robbie's hair right now.
And I want not only Beth Ann to measure, but I want Beth Ann to give an honest appraisal of what she thinks.
And measure by his ears.
Yeah.
Where by my ears?
Right on the temple.
The part where you're cutting it.
cutting it.
The part where you're trimming it.
You know what that is? Isn't that coloring your hair payback?
I want your honest assessment of this. What do you think's going on here?
Question is if it looks all... No, he's not cutting it.
Yeah, but see, Beth, what I'm talking about around his ears, doesn't it look like it's been manicured there?
Well, it's only because of the way he moosed it and put gel and stuff like that.
It's pomade.
And incidentally, can I just say how natural that appeared between the two of you?
Did you see how easily?
You put your hand in Rob's hair
and stroked his hair.
Stroked his temple.
I can find seven more maids.
Now, B.A., you were with me at the beginning. You were with me, like, saying that you thought that...
Right, and that's why we originally started measuring.
All right, well, let's measure. What are you doing?
I love her. She's so prepared. She's looking for her notes from when...
My blue ruler is upstairs because I thought we were going to do it yesterday. And you guys didn't do it.
All right, what was the length?
Most rulers.
On November 24th, 2004, at 3:37 p.m. Eastern Standard.
I hear you, Buzz. You know,
how many times you know,
nobody listens. Yeah. I'm listening to you, Buzz. I understand. I got a ruler right here, Buzz.
Grown, I can tell.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a ruler. It's not your lucky ruler, but 12 inches is 12 inches.
The same.
Yeah. Ain't that right, baby? 12 inches is 12
right,
inches.
Here we go. She's measuring now.
And look at that. Ooh. As she holds Rob.
Yeah, it's almost 3 inches here.
And what was it before?
It was 1 3/4 inches.
All right.
He does have a lot of product on it. I pray it's product.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, it's a product.
It's a product.
Okay.
Okay, then by your right ear, it was 1.5 inches.
That's right.
You need to kneel down. That's exactly how you were before.
Yeah. Kneel down for Beth Ann.
Please.
Kneel before her.
Maybe if she hadn't beaten me this week.
Look at that. Beth Ann almost looks like a barber the way she's got her
and
hands.
And she used barber jargon.
It's 2 inches.
And she used barber jargon when she said product.
Uh-huh. Well, isn't Jen interested in that? Did I hear that at one time?
She's interested in different things every day.
I'm talking about B.A.'s daughter.
Oh, right.
That I heard that Jennifer was interested in her doing
it.
She what?
She doesn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, she doesn't want to work at the... Would she want to be a hairstylist or something?
Uh-huh.
Don't you want to...
Now she wants to be an astronaut.
What now?
She wants to be a thoracic surgeon.
Guys, let's use the right terminology. That's a cosmetologist.
She wants to be a maid milking.
That's right.
And B.A. keeps saying, no, you're worth more than $5.
What's your verdict? What do you think?
He's just been styling it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about tomorrow? Would you mind for one day? Don't style it.
No, you want it just absolutely clean and dry?
Yeah.
Clean and dry while you're out of bed.
Just towel dry it.
Is towel dry it.
Towel dry it when you get out of the shower.
Don't even comb it.
I shan't.
So look.
I will.
And we are still in agreement that this is, and I will be presenting you with a check.
Right.
On Friday.
But it's ongoing.
But it is ongoing.
Wow. I will not touch it over the holidays.
All right, very good.
I pray, and incidentally, if the hair gets long enough, I may join Mike if Mike will stay in this long enough. I'm thinking if this goes into February and March.
You wouldn't have to join me. You could probably just pick up the slack. Like, you could take a certain chunk of time, give me the time off, then I'd come back in, and we could work it out. We could work it out for the whole year.
Rob, how much would it be if Mike and I, trading off weeks or however we worked it.
Right.
Five times five is 25.
Right.
That would be...
It's a...
$2,500?
Roughly $2,500
a year. Not to cut your hair for a year?
You know what? I've never gone that long. I'd say we go for it.
Hey, Beth Ann.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I'm going to get two going at once. She's always complaining to me about her salary. Beth Ann. I got a different challenge for her.
I bet I know what it is. Does it involve Crayola?
No. What? No. Hey, B.A.
Milky.
Yeah. How about...
this is going to be something embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, no. First of all, there'd be no way to check. But I'd pay you $50 a week if you didn't shave your armpit. Or if you didn't shave your legs.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
No, hey, I need the help on him.
Oh, I just wanted to get two of them going at one time.
Oh, really? You want to do two?
Yeah, well, you know me. I always think more is better.
Sure.
No.
Really? Yeah. You keep telling me about those breaks.
I know.
Think of that. Think of that.
I'm not going to stop.
Think of that. 6 weeks not shaving your armpits, and we never see your armpits. You always wear your long sleeve Christmas shirts.
No, I'm kind of freaky about
it. I'm just trying to get a little tax relief, so I'm off the Beth Ann bandwagon here. You know, I like the idea of you if we go because I want to go the whole year.
It's deductible.
I consider splitting it with you.
Right.
I go halvesies with you on that. If Rob would,
after the holiday,
after the holidays,
we rotate weeks.
If Rob picks it up, because imagine at the rate his hair grows, it would probably be May or June, but by then he might have like James Taylor-style hair. Because, you know, he's bald like James Taylor.
I'd like to see a ponytail.
Oh, who wouldn't? I'd look like Thomas Jefferson.
Franklin. Who says the year? You know, why not completely open-ended?
Good God, Mike. I'm not even going to be alive after that.
All right,
who knows if I'll be living? This could be my last Christmas.
Rob will not wash. He will wash.
Hey,
he will not put the junk in his hair tomorrow.
No, right. I will scrub it clean, towel dry it, and let it go.
We'll measure it tomorrow, and then Mike pays on Friday, and I'll pick it up with you.
He has had several different looks since it started to get a little long.
And you know, there's not a winning look, is there?
not yet.
Winner! You know, I'm dying. I'm already dying. For that haircut. And it's going to be great to see 15 inches of hair fall to the ground.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I could sell it to a wig maker.
Now, who would want a wig?
Hello?
Now, that was like a Lenny and Squiggy joke.
Yes, it was.
What about your legs?
Baby.
I just can't do that. I gotta shave my leg.
What about just one leg?
One leg.
That would only be $25.
Where's your gold?
What if it was just your left leg?
But then I would feel like I'd have to show you, so it was fair.
Well, one time a week, you would have to come in the studio, simply lift up your capri pants, you know, from the bottom, lift them up and show us the hair, and I'd pay you $50 a week for that.
No, I really don't want to. Of all things to choose.
Hey, B.A.
$200 a month.
Hey, B.A., I mean, no offense to my best friend, Rob. Good for you for having some, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Integrity. It's integrity.
Right. Self-esteem.
Right.
Yeah.
Pride.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Good for you. You're not a whore.
Thanks.
My best friend, Rob. Hey, buddy.
You know, you might want to consider doing that because you might have to actually pay for fantasy football next
year. He's still bitter.
All right, bye.
Bye, bye VA. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'll help you pay for Rob's hair.
Oh, man, then we go to, then at the very least, it's the year.
Yeah, oh, boy, a whole
year. That means
year.
Now we're talking about now, the end of 2005.
Now, you be honest. Are you? You better call your wife. Because I don't want to hear crap over the holidays from your wife.
She, if I'm earning money, she's happy.
She likes him
You're
bringing
serious.
The extra
she
dollars.
She You're serious.
You know what? Right now, she likes my hair like this. I don't. She does.
Right. I don't think it looks bad.
Thank you.
And I mean that right now. I'm hoping we can get a little further along where it starts to look bad.
Ponytail.
Yes. And when he cuts it, the hair goes on eBay. So there's more money.
Yeah, correct.
Mo money,
Mo lies. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is, I got to be fast. Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, is the greatest governor of all. Is this for us? Hello? Hello?
Speak to us.
It was ringing, then it just
ringing.
Went Brando.
All right.
Ringing. Arnold, of course, is the best governor of all time.
All time. I think he's the best governor of all time.
And if he's going to make any more movies, he has to make sure that, first off, he's not the star of the movie, that he only makes a cameo. He has made a great selection, I believe, for his return to the big screen next year.
Okay.
A cameo. It's a movie... A comedy written and produced by his good friend, Tom Arnold.
Hey!
Oh, there's funny.
Yeah, smart.
The movie, as I mentioned, a Tom Arnold production, centers on an actor that'll be played by Arnold Schwarzenegger and a teenager stricken with CP who dreams of starring in an action film.
Hence the comedy. Is George Lopez in it?
He's not, but let me just...
Is George Lopez in it?
It's the best.
To him.
Hey!
There you are. Ratings are through the roof today. You buried the hitman. I just got off the corporate. They want you back.
I have a question.
You're old spot. Hold on. But you're awake. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening, anything you want, Hank. I love you, man.
Is that a relative of George Lopez that runs up to him? Because, like, anything you want.
Oh, he's the station manager.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hi, Arnold.
I've seen with the enlargement of the press.
Oh, hi, Arnold.
Yeah. Good choice. Good choice, Arnold.
Fantastic.
Hilarious.
Zitney Spears. I love... I go to ZitneySpears.com all the time.
Almost every day.
I really do, because... Yeah. I'm fascinated by this dirty trailer trash girl.
She keeps giving.
And the newest thing about her...
What'd she do?
It's her dog, Bit-Bit. Her little Paris Hilton dog.
Yeah, did her dog pass out because of the foot odor smell?
No, but when she was at the Bellagio, when she passed out and she threw up all over herself, they are now reporting that she ordered for her dog, room service, the prime cut from the Picasso restaurant. Master Chef Julian Serrano said he normally only prepares the $480 steak for humans, but he hopes Bit-Bit enjoyed it.
God,
is she
she's
the
ultimate, isn't she?
Is she the greatest?
Spending it wisely.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think we're in agreement that Ellen DeGenitals has a great TV talk show.
Probably one of the best shows on television right now.
Like it. She's...
naturally funny.
She's a lesbo. Everybody knows that. Everybody's cool with that.
She is, I think, one of the best. Yep.
However, she's making a move. Ellen is making a move. She's been with... Now, she was with Anne Heche.
Yeah.
And then she split up with Anne Heche, and she's had another lesbian lover, and she wears the wedding ring. She's broken up with her longtime girlfriend. Robbie, I need the pronunciation. I know the girl's face. I don't know how to pronounce it.
It's Portia de Rossi.
Portia.
Is that really her girlfriend?
Or yes.
Right now.
Yes.
Oh, you mean she's moving in now with Portia de Rossi?
Yes, she is.
You know, if you're going to be a lesbian, you can't do much better than that.
She has dumped her housefrau who looked like Dennis Franz, and instead is moving in with this girl, Portia, who is just B.A.
I had no idea. I didn't know that Portia de Rossi was a lesbian.
I didn't know that at all. Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's the power of Ellen.
Oh, man.
That's the power of those...
Well, no wonder she's so happy.
Argyle vests and those big, dumb tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm. While we're gossiping, I guess what? Colin Farrell has caught up with Lindsay Lohan. You were just talking about Britney a minute ago, and apparently Lindsay Lohan said something to Colin Farrell a couple of years ago. He said, check back with me in a couple of years. Apparently, they've hooked up.
Colin Farrell and Lindsay Lohan?
Yes.
Yeah. Who believes her crap?
He's a busy boy.
I'm a good girl.
That makes sense because she did a cameo when Colin Farrell hosted Saturday Night Live last week.
Did she really?
How convenient.
And I guess this will quell those partying rumors about Lindsay Lohan now that she's hanging around Colin Farrell.
Yeah, all of a sudden she is the good girl in that relationship.
Now, if you've watched ESPN, you've seen this thing about Kobe Bryant and Karl Malone.
Uh-huh.
Kobe Bryant should just shut the frig up. He's ruined the Lakers. Everybody's come on TV and said, you know, Shaq has said, I'm not there because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Jackson said, I'm not there because of him. He scores like 80 points a night, and the Lakers game above 500. Okay, last year when Kobe Bryant was going through all the crap with the alleged victim in Colorado,
right.
Karl Malone publicly was on his side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, it was all a charade because they have been in a feud for a long time. Here's what happened. Kobe Bryant said that Karl Malone is rehabbing from knee surgery and they're wondering if he's ever going to play again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Karl Malone gets mad about that. Karl Malone says that's not true. Kobe Bryant says, listen, not only is that true, but this Karl Malone is such an ass, he hit on my very hot wife.
Oh, now, of all the guys that
now,
shut
right,
up.
Wow. He should not be saying this. Vanessa, that's Kobe's wife,
mm-hmm.
She allegedly, according to Kobe Bryant, now this is not like from the Inquirer or anything.
Right.
Kobe Bryant did an interview with an LA TV station. He says that his wife said Karl Malone made inappropriate comments to her November 23rd, less than a month ago, after a game at the Staples Center. Kobe then called up Karl Malone. Quote,
okay.
Stay away from my wife. What's wrong with you? How could you? Then Kobe says the comments to Vanessa hurt him because they've been having fun together, all four of them. They've been going out as couples together.
Oh.
We've been out to their house just joking around.
Sure.
Says Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Malone says...
Were the comments of a nature where, hey, you know, if your man's running around on you, how about me?
Well, here's the thing from Karl Malone. Karl Malone doesn't deny that he talked to Kobe Bryant's wife.
Right.
He does say this, which is the guy thing you say when you don't want to apologize.
Good lesson.
I am sorry if anything I said was considered to be... over the line by Vanessa.
He's covered.
Vanessa, that's her name. So he did that thing where it's like, I'm sorry if you were offended.
Exactly.
And I guess I read between the lines that, okay, maybe Karl Malone did hit on Kobe Bryant's
sounds
wife.
Sounds like a non-apology apology.
But also, I got to read a little more into this, and I've got to think, moron, I just said moron. And I've also got to think, you know, who knows? I imagine these guys swapping. You know, they're talking about they've...
I haven't seen Karl Malone's wife. I know that Kobe's wife is hot. Is Karl Malone's wife hot?
Yeah, you could swap her even up for Kobe Bryant's wife.
All right.
No, as far as I'm concerned, probably Kobe Bryant's wife is the loser in that one.
Well, it's what everybody did at the Christmas party on Friday night. Yeah.
And why does Karl Malone spell his name with a K? That's a German spelling. He should be a C, Carl.
You know what? If you were a politician, you would be the most on-message politician in the history of politics.
Focus.
And you are never off-message, are
and
you?
And let me change this.
You are never off-message.
I just checked on the internet, so it must be true. The average human has hair growing 6 inches a year. In the last 3 weeks, mine has grown almost an inch, which means my hair grows faster than average.
Well, that's fantastic.
My hair grows,
It grows.
Well, how are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
The conjurer.
That's right. But I say he should spell his name right. Back to
with
you,
a,
Don.
With a C.
And, Mike, you're right about that thing happening at our Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
It happened with Frida and I and the Hugheses.
There you go.
It truly did. I'm sorry. I said I wouldn't say anything about it today.
Well, you know, you had an opportunity.
Okay. Feel good. A feel-good that you are going to love. This is from Abbeville, Georgia.
Oh,
Five people, including two young children, were buried over the weekend. But a plastic bottle containing diesel fuel exploded while they were gathered around a bonfire.
Oh, dear.
Were buried?
Burned.
Oh, burned.
Sorry,
oh,
I said much buried. No. I'm sorry, burned.
That's somewhat buried. Of an improvement.
No, no one died.
Oh, well, it's getting better.
Oh, but they all have first and second degree burns.
Oh, my God. Oh,
the entire family. The deal is they're having a party at their farm Saturday night.
Yeehaw.
They piled up a bunch of wood for a bonfire.
Surely.
Like you want to have some fun.
Excellent.
So what they did was, the guy said, how do I get this fire really burning?
I want to get it going.
What he did was, he got a plastic bottle and filled it with diesel fuel. Mm-hmm. Then put it on top of the wood.
Mm-hmm.
What he thought was, I'll light this on fire and the plastic will melt and it will saturate the wood. But of course, what happened was, as soon as he put the diesel fuel in the thing and then he lit the fire, It
so he kept it in the container.
Yes.
Yeah.
It blew
what
up
a moron.
It blowed up real good.
That is a feel good.
Let me see. Greg is compassionate and has a real big heart, said the sheriff.
Yes.
He loves children and he's beating himself up pretty bad about how bad the kids got burned.
Sure.
The insurance adjuster said that many Georgians are burned every year.
Sure.
By trying to light outdoor fires with diesel fuel.
Yeah.
So this is not like a once in a lifetime, once in a month, even once in a year story.
Many Georgians.
This happens all the time. And now that there's a warning, I know that we're not on in Georgia, but maybe you know someone in Georgia. Please listen to me now. Gasoline or diesel fuel can ignite.
Really?
So please remember, and this is the best part, that the state of Georgia has put out an official statement to all the people of the state. It reads as follows. Citizens. I'm not kidding.
Citizens.
: Fire is a tool. : Fire is not meant to be entertainment. : You don't play with a hammer and a saw. : And you don't play with fire.
Amen.
:
For those who can read, that'll be great.
I like that.
And you said the words.
Oh, in what regard? You know you got me.
In the warning.
And wouldn't it be funny if hammer was the secret word for $1,000 in Christmas cash? But it's not.
No, that really would be.
But it's not.
That would be something special.
Well, I'm not kidding you now, kids. We've not given away the money yet. Sometime.
Click, click, click.
Thank you, Robbie. Sometime on today's show, someone gets $1,000.
That's right. You're not kidding us this time.
You say the secret word, but don't bother calling saying I want to say the secret
word.
Don't
try to guess.
We'll have a phone scan in a couple of minutes.
Very exciting, Mr. Eisner.
And so be. Oh, I love that you keep referencing that.
It's a classic. George Lopez?
I love that. Hold on. Which one do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Nice Words Help? Do you want to hear You're On With a Bum? I Want My Old Slot Back? I'm Actually Dead? Or Corporate Wants You Back?
Corporate Wants You Back.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah, that's the good go-to. Because he can do a show about gardening.
Bum? To hear him. There you are. Ratings are through the roof today. You buried the hitman. I just got off the corporate. They want you back. Your old slot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening, anything you want, Hank. I love you, man.
This is really going to be scary. I'm not kidding you this time.
I'm not.
Thank you, Mr. Eisner.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what, Mike?
What, Dan?
One of my least favorite things to do is Xmas shopping in crowded malls with salespeople who do not know where anything is.
Well, you should do all your shopping at Tower Records. In fact, from Wednesday to Sunday, every music DVD in the entire store at Tower and Tower.com is on sale 25% off. These concert and music-related DVDs make great gifts, and at 25% off, you'll literally find thousands of titles for under $10, but only through Sunday.
Tower's got all the great gift ideas on sale, including including U2, Chappelle Show, Nirvana box set, season 1 to 3 of 24, and thousands of movies, TV, and music DVDs.
Give them music, give them movies, and if you're not sure, give them a Tower gift card. Tower has all the stuff they really want.
Visit Tower in D.C., Annapolis, Tyson's Corner, Rockville, Alexandria, Fairfax, and online at Tower.com.
Tower Records, everything worth giving is here.
As you know, I was determined to make my gift this year a little more meaningful. And after a great deal of effort, I believe I have. My gift does not come from some fancy store, all wrapped in glittery paper. My gift comes from my heart. Tonight, I intend to sit each one of you down and tell you in my own words exactly how much you mean to me.
That's it? That's the cheapest thing I've ever heard. Out of your mind?
Or I could get someone over to give us all massages.
Oh, great!
Well, then,
Frazier.
Right.
There you go. Frazier.
Ours is so much better.
See, the wrong thing with that joke is the second one's gay, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Regrettably, they have passed. Don and Mike.
There we go. God. This week on the show, still to come. If you're listening, anybody out there listening in Buffalo, we'll have Marv Levy on later this week.
The coach, former coach, right?
I like talking to that over-officious jerk. And he wants to be called the ref of that one.
Ah.
Hey, you over-officious jerk.
You're a Marv Levy fan, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
And maybe you've seen this couple on TV. These idiots in Florida who are going on strike because they can't get their
parents
get their kids to do anything.
They're still hanging in there with that.
Yeah, and the weather's turned cold, too.
So anyway, Rob?
On Friday, we have a Christmas miracle.
Okay, now you're getting ahead of yourself. But yes, we do have, I want to use that term very loosely, but it is it's a Christmas miracle.
Wow.
You know, is it a Hanukkah miracle?
I don't know. We might have to ask.
I think it might be.
Really?
I think it might be a Hanukkah miracle.
I think it's a Christmas miracle.
I bet you it's a Hanukkah miracle.
Well, we'll find out.
We'll find out. Also this week, the world's fastest talking woman, Three Dog Night, and the loser from The Apprentice.
Very good.
That's a good lineup.
Looking forward to it.
That's a good lineup. Oh, thanks, Robbie. And, of course, Rich Eisen on the show Friday from the NFL Network. Rich is brought to us
by... Is that the Christmas miracle?
No.
All right.
Rich is... Although... I think he celebrates Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying. Talking football with Rich Eisen from Tower Records and Tower.com. See, the thing is, the Christmas miracle that we have on Friday, not sure. I don't know if the Christmas miracle
is this the Christmas solid, just for those of us that are not in the know, as you two boys get closer to Christmas and you go out of your minds, is this a celebrity Christmas miracle? Can I at least ask that?
Yes. Yeah.
It is. Okay. Yeah. That's all I need to know.
And it's an in-studio celebrity Christmas miracle.
Is it a Christmas miracle that I will enjoy?
I believe so.
All right, very good.
You'll enjoy it at least for the first 5 minutes. Rich Eisen, Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of the music and movies you love than Tower. That's Rich on Friday.
Have I seen the miracle before? Or heard the miracle before?
Yes, you have.
Oh, all right, okay.
But it does not diminish the fact that it is a Christmas miracle.
And not knowing whether it'll happen for sure, that makes it more of a miracle.
Absolutely.
And maybe a Hanukkah miracle. Like I said, we'll find
out.
It
doesn't matter, but I'm curious. I'm just dying of curiosity.
Exciting, isn't it?
I don't know which I'm more curious about, the secret word or the Christmas miracle.
Honestly,
God, your satchel of secrets today.
The secret word has not been said yet.
Enormous.
Got a phone scan coming up. Say it. Win $1,000 Christmas cash. Oh, you know who we have on the line here?
Hold on a second.
You might remember the singing senator.
I don't know if a cell phone is a blessing or a curse.
Charlie Albertson.
Sometimes they make life better. Sometimes it makes it worse.
Yeah.
You can hear them ringing all
remember this
night,
guy?
Any place and everywhere.
He's a senator from North Carolina. State senator. Yeah, a real elected official. Well, state senator, yeah.
But I don't reckon that'll happen again.
You say that as if you're trying to diminish the fact,
you know,
that he's a...
I just, you know me, and I'm Johnny Patriot, and you know how much I deeply believe in our American political...
Captain America.
I deeply believe in our American political system, and I think it's very important to point out the fact that someone is a state senator as opposed to a senator in Washington representing the entire state.
But he is...
But
he is elected by the people of North Carolina to represent them in North Carolina.
And that is no small accomplishment to be a United States state representative or a state senator.
Mike, it says right here on his stationery, Senator Charles W. Albertson.
He is a senator, yes.
And besides all of these songs that sound the same.
That's right, Charlie.
Months and months and months. Uh-huh. He also wrote a song about us.
Yes, he did.
It's to the tune of all the other ones.
I was home to Don and Mike show, and what a thrill for me. The best of all talk shows heard all across this great country. Some say they're controversial and a little crazy, too.
Yeah.
To my friends Don and Mike, here's the singing toast to you.
Here he is, singing Senator.
But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. So... I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
So I know you're saying he's the singing senator, he's the sensation. What's new?
Sure is fantastic.
Here's what's new.
What's new?
Right here.
He's got a brand new one.
It's his Christmas wish.
Oh, isn't this great? Now are we? Have we previewed it?
We have not.
So the bet would be. Do we bet that it will be the identical theme?
Oh, I would bet that it's months and months and months.
I am going to say no. I'm going to say this is going to be different.
Mike, before we do...
Because it's been long enough, or maybe he has a new melody.
Yeah. Let's call him at his office.
I won't be disappointed either way. Of course not.
Now, Robbie, he's expecting the call?
He is.
Either way, it's quality.
All right, we're going to
Senator Albertson?
Can I call the senator right now in his office?
Charlie Albertson.
North Carolina General Assembly.
Charlie,
it's Don and Mike. How are you,
How
Senator?
Are you? How's it going?
Guys, how you doing?
Now, we're doing great. I don't know how long it's been since you've been on our show. 3 months, maybe?
It's at least that long, I think.
We got this wonderful note from the Senator to Ron Spiewak.
Mm-hmm. Ron Spiewak.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Dear Ron. You know, I have to be honest, his name is really Dan.
Dan.
You've called him Ron Spiewak. His name is really Dan.
Dan Spiewak.
And he's terribly embarrassed. Dan.
He's in the corner.
Calling the wrong name also.
Dan, come up here. Come up here.
He's in the corner.
Senator, would you please? Now, Dan.
Yes.
Tell him how upset you've been.
Well, upset isn't the word. It's just been so awkward. I didn't want to have to correct a senator.
Right.
But we can start fresh, can't we, here, Senator?
Okay, we'll start over anytime. Yeah.
Great. So from here on out, I'm Dan. Dan Spiewak.
So the next time you speak to Rob, Rob will say,
thank you, Senator Albertson, and Senator Albertson will say, thank you,
Dan.
Would you say thank you, Dan Spiewak?
I'll start it. I'll say, thank you, Senator Albertson.
You're certainly welcome, Dan Spiewak.
There we are.
Perfect. Yeah, all fixed now.
Feedback.
Now
everything's coming up roses.
Now, Senator, we have received your new... So anyway, we get the note. Dear Ron, hope this finds you doing well. Enclosed, please find a little Christmas song I recorded this year.
Ah.
Plus some more singing news. I apologize not having the final copy of singing news that looks good. It's a little like homemade thing.
Oh, it's fine. Yes, absolutely.
You know, it says, please know how much I enjoy your airplay. I had a tremendous response. Tell Donna Mike, keep up the good work. I wish you a wonderful holiday season. Sincerely, Charlie, the singing senator.
Charlie, that's wonderful of you to do that for us.
And it's been so good of you guys to play my material. I had a call, email, really, from a lady just about 10 days ago. She'd heard my thing on your show, and she wanted to order one of my CDs, so I sent her one.
There you go. Oh, nice.
Now, we got your Christmas song, and we have an internal bet here.
Yeah, we have a little wager going.
On if it's going to be done to the tune of your other tunes.
Mm-hmm. Or if you actually took the Christmas song and put a new melody on it. I said you did, Don said you didn't.
Let's roll it right now. Here's the new song. We've not heard it, sir.
All right.
All right, very good.
Here we go. Winner.
every day could be like Christmas.
Singing Saturday.
So much joy and happiness around.
Nice.
There's laughter when old friends.
Sorry, I must tell you something.
See you.
Dan loves this.
Hello.
Dan Spivak loves this. Don't you, Dan?
It's great. I love Christmas.
But Christmas only comes in December.
Yeah.
With presents big and little wrapped so bright.
That's beautiful, sir. That's beautiful, Senator.
Well done.
Tell me about the other songs on the other CD that you sent us. Are they all to the tune of that months and months and months thing?
Yeah, they're all the same thing.
All the same thing. That's your MO.
The good winner.
That's right.
If you'll put that one in.
Back here, I think.
Okay. Same melody.
Okay, hold on.
All right, let's hear some of them.
Where does this come up? Hold on, where does this come up on the board?
It'll
you got to reconfigure things?
On the other side of your instant.
Okay. All right, here we go. All right. Rollo, let's hear cut number one, Robbie. This is Christmas Bills.
Yeah.
By the Singing Senator. Yeah.
Charlie, I like these because they're all the same length.
From North Carolina.
All the same length, right.
And?
38 seconds.
We're just trying to roll.
38 seconds of fun, Senator.
Yep. I hope so.
All right.
And... I've got the button. You're saying, go ahead. There it is. All right, now, Charlie Albertson.
Christmas time is coming soon. It always rolls around. The one time of the year when old Santa comes to town. It's a holly jolly good time with joy and lots of cheer.
That's right.
Merry Christmas, everyone, till the bills come due next year.
Here we go.
But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
He's a real senator.
He is.
Let's let another one roll.
Why not?
There's only about 80 of them here.
Which number?
I don't know.
I
don't have the list.
Pick a good one.
Number three.
I like number 13 is one of my favorites.
Number 13. Let's go to it, Rob.
You have 13.
Lucky 13.
Do you know which one that is, Senator?
13 is a truck driver.
As requested by the second senator.
This long-distance truck driver came in from off the road. He'd been driving days and nights to deliver his load.
That's right, Senator.
Said to his wife, I know I'm as ugly as a cat behind. She said, you're right, but the good news is you're gone most of the time. But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. I don't reckon it'll happen again in months and months and months.
Hey, I heard somebody singing harmony back in there. Who's the good
singer? See, we all sing along to that hook. We always sing along to that, Senator.
And Rob, let's just hear one more.
One more from Senator Albertson.
Just pick a number at random, and let's see if we can figure out what the song is about.
Here we go. I guarantee I'll know what the chorus is.
When I got to work this morning, I was running late.
Okay.
I got caught up in a traffic jam out on the interstate.
Is it about gridlock?
My boss man wasn't happy. He's mean down to the core.
So is mine.
I can't wait to tell him I ain't working here no more.
Oh, I was singing this yesterday.
But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
You are, sir, you're an incredible talent.
Thank you, Senator, and that we appreciate the Christmas song and the Christmas letter. And how's everything going down in Carolina?
Well, everything's going fine. We're going to have our coldest night of the season. It's going to be down in the mid-20s, so we'll be sleeping close tonight.
Nice. What is the most important piece of legislation? I know it's the holidays, but what's your pet project right now? Do you have one?
Well, the pet project is we'd have to balance our budget, unlike the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be our biggest challenge. We're about $1 billion short when we go back in January, but I'm sure we'll rise to the occasion and get it done.
Senator, what would you say to someone who diminishes your position by saying you're simply a state senator?
Now, stop that. I don't diminish
your position. Mike, I wasn't going to mention your name.
I'm simply being accurate with that. And I don't know what Senator Albertson's aspirations are. Any aspirations for
world
national office,
domination.
Sir?
No, I just want to continue to try to be a good senator and serve my constituents in an honorable manner.
All right. Very good.
We're going to work hard to make sure we do that.
I bet you do.
And you're just as much a senator as anybody in D.C., aren't you?
No, I'm not quite as big as the guys in D.C. Just a North Carolina senator, not a U.S. senator.
But important to the process, nevertheless.
I wish, I'll tell you, I wish most of our United States senators had the attitude and the musical talent of Senator Albertson.
That's right.
Are you wearing a corduroy jacket right now with suede patches on the elbows?
No, I'm not, but I might feel, it might feel good tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Sleeping it.
Senator, thank you for your time.
You're always a good sport, Senator Albertson.
Thank you, guys, Don and Mike, and Dan Spivak. Yeah. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all you guys and all you listeners.
Right back to you next year.
All righty.
Senator, who I hold in as high regard as the other senators.
Very good. Okay, thank you, Senator.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ass.
You're talking to Don, not the senator.
Yeah, the senator wasn't still on the line, was he?
No, he wasn't.
No, I was not directing that at the senator.
Here is here's what I think the future that I predict for that guy.
I hope the senator.
The new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
World domination.
The senator didn't think I was talking to him, did he?
No, I
sure as hell hope
he had, Mike, I had hung up before before the A and ass had gotten out of your mouth.
Otherwise, you'll be wherever at the Capitol building trying to enact some anti-Mike O'Mara legislation.
I better not drive through the Carolinas.
No. And I look forward to my next call from him when
I have to explain
about my name.
Dan, and how did he screw up your last name?
And like a lot of people do. Dan Spivak.
Yeah,
long-haired weirdo.
Phone scan time. Here we go. 877-365-3636. That's from America. From Canada, it's 800. What was that? 800-636-1067. Canada, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. We will give away $1,000 during the next phone scan.
Wow.
If you say the secret word.
It isn't ye, is it?
Not ye, Mike.
Damn it, I had a hunch.
Someone's going to say it. Well, I'll give you a clue. So don't even try. Wait until I give the clue.
Yeah.
Then we'll see if you get it.
Very good.
Right. Let's just take calls like we normally do. And then when the phone scam goes bad like it normally does, then I'll give out the clues and we'll give away the money.
Fantastic.
So great. Call now because we might not do this again for months and months.
Months and months.
Months and months and months.
Thank you, Dan Spivak.
Thank you, fake senator. Thank you, bogus senator.
Yeah, come on now. It's a puppet. He's a puppet regime.
We will be right back. Your call.
This is the Don and Mike Show. At every high school, there's one girl every boy notices, every male teacher looks at, and every man wants. She's the naughty cheerleader. Why not you let her turn you on, too? The naughty cheerleader. The girl of every man's wildest dreams. Don't miss The Naughty Cheerleader, in color, rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent, from Independent International.
Yeah.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. DonandMikeWebsite.com, one word. Go there, you find out everything for the show. Daily downloads, the audio stuff, the daily log. Lots of pictures of J-Dub's tattoo there.
And the store.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
And okay, that's your hint. For the secret word, it has something to do with yesterday's show and the tattoo.
Very good.
That's all I can say now. Phone scan, 877-365-3636. Please, if you got the word, let it come naturally.
All right.
Hello. Phone scan, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi.
Hi, this is Sir. Merry Christmas, Kwanzaa.
Okay. Hello. All right. Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Calling to tell Don and Mike what a moron Kobe Bryant is.
Well, you're talking to us, so who's the moron? Right. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I guess so.
Merry Christmas, Mike O'Mara. Five, figure seven.
Oh, way to catch him off. I mean, catch him off guard. Cut him off. Thank you. There's what I was looking for.
He's five finger shoving.
Yes.
Oh, God.
The Christmas song.
Hello, Don and Mike.
You cut him off just in time.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And feel free.
To Mike O'Mara on the Marty Bass's Cadillac show.
Pardon me?
I still got the tape of you with Marty Bass on the Cadillac show.
The tape of Mike O'Mara on Marty Bass's show?
Yeah.
Did you like me on that?
Well, it was just Michael, not you, Michael O'Mara, Don Geronimo, that is.
Oh, why did you say Michael O'Mara before?
I mean, sorry, my mistake. I'm an idiot, okay?
Are you the retarded guy with the big pumpkin face that was in the crowd that day?
No, that wasn't me.
Have you had any sustained any major head injuries?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, months and months and months.
All right, thank you.
Giants, Packers.
What about the Giants and Packers there?
Well, at least it was on the show yesterday when JW got the Packers tattoo.
Yeah.
Yes, when JW got the Packers tattoo, we got one here.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish we had a big...
Did you enjoy that?
But I wish
I liked it. The tattoo, the Packers.
Big butterfly net. Go catch this guy.
He's fishing here.
Yeah, you know what he's trying to do. He's trying to say the
all
word.
All right, but he's too dumb. He won't get it. Hello. No. Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hey, Mike, if your name is Mike O'Meara, does that mean Don is Don Geronimo?
Okay, Mike O'Meara. Yeah, he was trying to do the thing about O'Meara's, I think.
Yeah, we took care of that, didn't we?
Hello there. Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Yeah, Mike got the jingle for his restaurant.
Perfect!
They sang his name right.
Perfect!
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just want to wish you guys the happiest of holidays. It's a good thing that the Green Bay Packers won and the Detroit Lions lost. And happy New Year, and I'm not kidding this time.
Okay, keep fishing.
Now everybody's really
keep fishing, stupid. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You too with your secrets.
But it's not that. It's not that.
Well, how could they possibly know?
Right.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Another clue.
Hey, Don.
That wasn't a clue. Hello.
Or was it?
Don.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to let you know, man, up here in your show, I went out and got a pair of New York Jets socks to match your Packers socks.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you have a good one, guys.
Everybody's really not doing the phone scan as much as trying to say certain words.
No, listen, please just do a regular phone scan. Hello, Don and Mike Show. If you don't do this...
I mean, I know what the secret word is, but I'm not saying because I don't want to ruin it for the callers.
You don't know what it is.
Yeah, I do.
Did you look?
I just know what it is.
Did you look?
Did I look?
Did you look?
I don't know.
Don't answer a question with a question.
Did I look at what?
Did you look at the card? Because I actually wrote it down on the card.
The card that you had it on.
Yeah. Did you look?
I might have glanced at it.
Oh, cheater. But don't you think it's an easy one?
I didn't look. I just think I know what it is, but I don't want to say it.
Write it down.
All right.
I'll be honest with you.
Go ahead.
Okay. If you got it, I'll sure.
I have no idea.
Right.
I'll be surprised along with everyone else.
All right. Well, this is just a guess.
All right.
It's an ugly word, Buzz.
All right.
I've seen different spellings on that word.
Okay.
That's not how they spelled it on that Nirvana album.
But he got it? That's it?
Yes.
No, that's
but I can see how that had to do with the J-Dubs.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'll give you my real answer here. This is what I thought.
Hello.
That's what I thought.
No.
Hey, Don.
All right. No. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What are your ratings like right now?
That's funny.
That is a funny song.
Robbie, we should have that in the machine always.
The week right
that's
there.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
Hold on, I'm going to give you a prize, my friend.
What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, where are you from?
Vegas.
Jim from Vegas.
Jim, you have given me my biggest laugh of the week just with your delivery. That was great.
Oh, you should see these. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes on Sports Radio.
These numbers can't be right. I lose half my audience in 3 days.
Great time. Great delivery.
What are your ratings like right now?
For you...
Oh, God.
I don't know. Hold on. Bethann will come up with something for you.
Something good.
Hold on, please.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Hold on. Where is it? I forgot where the guy was. He can hear me on hold. Don't be expecting a lot.
Yeah.
Hello. But we have a great prize for you. Hello, Don.
Great.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
And for that guy from Vegas, have you heard of the iPod? You won't be getting that. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How are you guys doing today?
Very well, thanks.
I want to say that while I'm a big Pat fan, I'm also giving big pop to the Packers this year, a big Brett Favre fan, and I want to say congrats.
Listen, this is not a dumb sports show, and you're going to drag the essence of the phone scan down.
Well, they're trying. People are participating in a contest right now.
You know what you could tell him? You could say, get out of here, you bum.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, you bum. Hello.
Gentlemen, how have you been?
We've been great, thanks.
I was perusing the Don and Mike website for a Christmas gift and noticed that there was no link to the beautiful establishment as known as Almira's. Might you be getting that website up, Mr. Mike?
Listen, how do I address the dumbass? Let me count the ways.
Now, go easy on this guy.
There is a link to Mike's place on our page. On our friends page.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it's the first link. It's before Nancy O'Dell and Rich Eisen. Are you so stupid you couldn't find it?
I must have missed it. I apologize.
You apologize for what?
By that beautiful picture of your wife.
What? What?
I said I was distracted by the beautiful picture of your wife.
Friends.
Go to hell. Happy holidays.
It's on the friend. It's in the friends section.
Yes,
friends.
And thank you for calling.
Friends.
That's where it's at. You know, I'll be there for you.
Friends.
Do 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 do. It's on the website. I was all over DonandMikeWebsite.com. I can't find it. Well, don't worry. In about a month, it'll be on the front page. Ain't that right, Mike?
Thank you.
As soon as you get...
Well, Merry Christmas to me.
Not on me.
I know.
As soon as you get it done, the link's on the front page.
Yes, that's... Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it'll be there. Yeah, in a month. We're actually redoing it. So right now, it's in the friends section, I think.
Friends.
Oops.
Did you take my tape out?
You know, I can relate to the people that are trying to get the word and not participate in the phone scan, because that's all I can think about right now.
Sure.
Is what, I mean, even though I'm supposed to be participating in taking these calls, I'm obsessed with what it is, and I think you've given a bad clue out. That's what I think. Because, I mean, I would have guessed everything that you said. You said it was related to yesterday's show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, honky.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Okay. What's happening?
I just wanted to say that I was at the game on Sunday, and Rob's head was like 10 feet tall, so his hair really is getting long.
Oh, did you see Rob at the Jumbotron at the Redskins game?
Yeah, they made him really big.
Isn't that the funniest thing when you see Rob's giant head on the Jumbotron?
It was pretty unfortunate.
Oh, dear, Rob.
Hello. Another friend made.
That was unfortunate.
Friend.
Hello.
Unfortunate.
Don and Mike show.
It was unfortunate.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to say Merry Christmas to Buzz and Frida and Rob Spiefo.
Okay, thank you.
Very selective.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How unfortunate.
Hello, friend.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I think it was really cool yesterday when that guy from Honky Tonk Tattoos gave J-Dubs that bloody tattoo of the Packers.
Now, you know what? You never get...
But you understand what they're doing. I can totally understand what they're doing.
Could people just call?
No, you're giving away $1,000.
Right. Okay.
So they're obsessed with it. You're distracted, though. Yeah, I mean, really, everybody's obsessed. I am too.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello. Oh, that's great. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, yes. Rob, Buzz.
Hey.
Pat, Dan, all yous. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
And pleased to be doing me a small favor.
Of course.
Put me back on hold so I can listen to the rest of your wonderful show when this radio station fades out.
Fades out? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from just north of Toronto.
Toronto. Well, if you were an American, we'd do it, but I'm sorry.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, I don't reckon this will happen again for months and months and months. How about now?
Yeah. No. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, one of the good things about going to New Jersey for Christmas would be purest horse.
The purest heroin we reported. Yes, that's right. That was a random thought.
They're
still trying to do it. All right.
And hold on, you might actually be referencing something from... Are you talking about that I wanted to take my family to Atlantic City instead of having all... Okay, all right, you're okay. You're still a bad caller, but you're not as bad as the other bad
caller. Thank you, Domingo. Okay.
Are you going to give us another hint? You said it would be easy.
Yes, I am.
It would be easy.
You can't?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You want to, like, you can't say the word without saying this other word. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
What?
You can't.
This word is part of a team of words, usually.
Yes.
Oh, here comes Mr. Helper. The listener's friend that's just going to, he will instruct you on keeping it as cryptic as possible.
Friend.
This word.
Come on, Shaggy, what do you got?
Can be used as a noun.
Okay.
And
let me just say,
as a verb.
Okay. If you did like a jumble, you could spell a color with some of the letters of this word.
That's true.
If you did a jumble, you could spell a color that is one of the colors of the American flag. Okay?
Wow.
So you can spell either red, you could spell either the word red, white, or blue using the letters in today's mystery word.
Huh.
Okay? Can I make it any clearer for you?
I don't think so.
Hello.
And yet?
I know how confusing this sounds. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's why radio is great.
Yeah.
Because if you had this on TV, people would just say, screw this, I'm turning it off.
Sure.
But we have a captive audience. We got 6 million people trapped in their cars.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
And I'll give you another another clue. Don't even think about the tattoo itself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Think about the guy that was getting the tattoo.
Right.
That's the best clue I can give you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, thank you. What can we do for you?
I'm just a random caller, so I just wanted to say hi to you guys and tell you that I love your show.
Thank you. You're kind of normal. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Merry Christmas.
I've got to focus.
Bye then. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Red, white, and blue in front of me.
Hey, Don and Mike. My question is on your special guest, is he going to be John Madden by any chance?
On Friday? No.
Yeah.
There's no prize for guessing.
Madden. And listen, I think with John Madden, I'm pretty sure John Madden doesn't celebrate Hanukkah.
That's
okay,
right.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the things. That's a question we're going to have for the guest on Friday. He's not a mystery guest, or she's not a mystery guest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Just our Christmas miracle guest on Friday.
So many secrets, my God!
Hard to keep up.
I'm having trouble. Mm-hmm. I'm having trouble today.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I'm trying to focus.
Can you keep it in your pants if I tell you who the mystery guest is on Friday? Not even the mystery guest.
If you
guest.
Tell me who the mystery guest is on Friday, at least maybe now I can maybe just throw away this whole secret word thing and try to focus.
Turn off your microphone. Rob, tell him. Tell him who it is, and then listen to Mike's level of disappointment.
I was whispering.
Please listen to Mike's level of disappointment.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know,
I thought I was going to, you know, seriously, when you said that, I thought I was going to have to fake my level of disappointment.
It's a Christmas miracle.
What do you think? Christmas or Hanukkah?
Hanukkah.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think so.
Me too. I do.
I don't think so.
You're going to have to listen on Friday. It'll be in the opening segment Friday.
Just a theory. I have no idea. Could be wrong. Could be right. Don't
Christmas
know.
Miracle. I think so.
Excuse me, my reaction was wrong. I should have been all right.
Hello, Don and Frank Show.
That's
Mike,
acting.
You get it. It's sarcasm. That's why it's a Christmas miracle that we're having that person on the show.
Yeah.
Now, are you happy or sad that you know in advance?
I am happy, and I feel... Do you know what I feel?
Do you feel the earth move under your feet?
I feel miraculous.
It's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
I feel for you. Chaka Khan, go to the movie. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. I feel for you. Hello, Dot.
That was the finger guy, and we had to hit the dump button on him, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Nice to be here. Aardvark. About... Abacus.
Funny.
We'll keep you on hold, sir.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to say something about Kobe. Apparently what happened was that Karl Malone came out of the locker room with his cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
And Kobe's tight little wife said, hey, cowboy, what are you hunting? And he said, Mexican girls. And she didn't take too kindly to that.
Was that the quote?
Yeah, that's the scoop I got from the junkies this morning, at least. Your old buddies, the junkies.
Well, there you go. Take it to the bank, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. All right, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You are a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Have I lost weight?
That was funny.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, come
Hello.
On.
Hello.
Lay off. We all like the junkies.
We do.
Three of them. Hello.
Hello, Radio God.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Well, you know the guy that got the tattoo yesterday?
Yeah.
Why could they not color white on white?
I'm here thinking that she's trying to get the word in. I think she has an actual real question.
I was wondering that too because when he told us why, didn't he?
He said it would be blotchy or it would run or something. He said it wouldn't take.
Certain colors don't work well.
Right, you
so you can't really, you won't see a lot of white on a tattoo.
Thank you though, honey. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Placenta.
A good word.
I think I gave you a chime because I love the word.
Yeah, that's a nice
and one. I love mine over pasta, mm-hmm. But no. And I can't tell you how many times I said, what do I want for
Am
dinner?
Am I right?
What do I want for dinner? I want angel hair pasta with placenta.
Yeah.
Hello.
Extra.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Is that to do with the lube job?
What?
What are you talking about? He's turned the word blue around into lube, hoping to guess the word.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Mike, hey, guys.
Yeah, hi.
How are you?
How are you anyway?
Excellent. Hey, I just wanted to ask Mike what he thought about Pedro signing with the Mets.
I really don't feel that badly about it. I actually feel like, but you know what? If they sit on their hands and they don't get anybody, I'm going to be freaked out because right now nothing is happening. So if he goes and they get some good guys, that's fine. Right now, I don't, you know, I think he was kind of a complainer. So, bye-bye.
So you're still basking in the glow, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's a totally different feeling than it's been in years past. And you know what? Reading the Globe and the Herald up in Boston. Still the attitude. The attitude of, like, defeatism and fatalistic fans.
Even though the Red Sox still, finally won the World Series.
The Red Sox won the World Series, and people still feel that kind of, I read an article by Dan Shaughnessy today that could not have been more, like, sour and nasty. And it's like some people, I think, have already forgotten. I'm still waiting, you know, for like, getting stuff that I've ordered from the World Series.
Can I just ask you to stop lying?
Why?
When you said you read something?
Yeah.
But to be honest,
you didn't read it. I looked at the... Someone...
Carla read it to you?
Yes, you read it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
I cannot read!
Mike?
Is that the word, Don?
I have awful news for you.
Really?
Buzz has figured out the word.
Ah.
Secret word. Buzz has written it down, has shown me the index card.
Oh, man, I'm the last one at the party.
Hello. Oh, we got to end the phone scan.
That is unusual, though.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been driving back and forth from PC. I've noticed something.
What's
you
that?
You guys put on a great original show, yet I listen to Howard Stern in the morning, and it's the same thing every day. Well, why is that?
That's very nice of you, and, you know.
You mean he's copying us?
No, he's not copying you. It's just the same stupid sound effects. Dumb prank calls that I hear every day, and it's boring as hell.
But we do the same thing on the show every day as well.
But I mean, you guys also have, like, the Psychic of the Month.
I'm kidding, of course.
I like that feature, the Psychic of the Month.
Me too. We're fantastic. I'm kidding, of course. We are so good.
And regardless of what that caller said, so Buzz got the word, huh?
That's why we're going to satellite radio in 3 days.
That's right. Get ready.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Yeah, is it a stapler?
God bless him.
We've had a couple today.
Never mind. Yeah.
Never mind.
What are your ratings right now?
Let's go to Buzz. And I guess I'll give you another clue.
All right.
And then we'll open it up to a caller number 100.
Fair enough.
Hey, Robbie, you still got the touch tones around anywhere? I think we got them. I'll give you a clue on this.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's an obvious clue.
Yeah, but maybe that's what they mean.
Here's Rob's clue. And Mike, write it down if you know the word. The clue is J Dubs. That's Rob's clue.
It's a good clue. Well, we'll see.
And my clue
would be
J Dubs. I mean, it's
in a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
I feel like Alex Trebek.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Hi, you're the Giant Killer.
He made it up.
You're the Giant Killer. Goodbye, Ken Jennings. I know
you use all in Red, White, and Blue. Can you use all the letters? It's one of those words, not all three.
It's either the word red, white, or blue that you can spell using those letters. Okay, it's the word red. The word red is in...
It's a clue.
It's in... Although it's not like Red Rider or Red Range, the letters R-E-D are in the secret word.
Okay.
Beth Ann just figured it out.
Oh. How you doing, Golden Boy?
You got me confused with the whole red, white, blue thing. That the clues are tricky. I thought that one of the red, white, and blue was the whole word. That's what
No.
So it's in there.
Yes. You can spell the word red. The letters R-E-D
are in there.
The word. Buzz, what's your lead story?
Today, a Homeland Security nominee creates a little insecurity in his own home.
Okay, can we just take a...
Sure, I think we should.
Let's see if anybody gets it now based on these killer clues. And we'll start here. Don and Mike, hello.
K-Dubs is a bleeder.
Bleeder, no.
True, but wrong.
No, not bleeder.
Hmm.
What?
Just play a little bit of
this. A little of this?
As a clue.
I don't know what it... Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Rob. All right. Well, at least I got it before the listeners did.
There we go.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's Detroit Lions.
It's the Detroit Lions.
No.
No, it's not.
No, now I feel good.
You can't spell red with Detroit Lions. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
What is it? Oh, frick, I just blanked out.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Retarded.
Hello.
Yes,
winner.
Yes, yes.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That's right.
Winner.
Actually, the word was retard.
Awesome. This is cool.
We will take retarded.
Can you believe you did like 3 hours of a show without anyone using that word?
This show?
Retard.
I've had it forever. This is so cool. And I'm talking to Not in my.
Yeah. What's your name?
This is Ginger.
And Ginger, where are you from, Ginger?
I am in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, Ginger. That's right. J-Dubs is retarded.
Yeah, and he was the big bet loser yesterday.
You see, it's R-E-T-A-R-D, and you can spell red.
Out of that.
And that was the word.
Good, very good.
Awesome.
And don't forget, Mike, you actually got the first one when you said George Lopez.
Yes, yes, that's right. George Lopez.
No, you get $1,000 Christmas cash.
Oh, you're kidding me. Oh, my God.
Dreidel dollars.
Thank you, Mr. Geronimo.
Enjoy it, okay? Buy yourself something nice.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and again, the secret word is
retarded.
Yay!
Let's hear it for all the retarded people.
Yay! Hallelujah!
Let's have a nice party for them. Hold on, please.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very hard.
Oh, it was so elusive to me.
It's
fun.
You got it before they did, Mike. You, as always, a step ahead of our listeners. We'll be back. Oh, this was all very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Christmas is about resolving differences and seeing through the petty problems of family life.
And it's about my mother accusing your mother of buying cheap hot dogs, and your mother accusing my mother of waxing her upper lip, and then they don't speak.
Your mother waxes her upper lip?
She has for years.
Many fancy them as eccentric.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Right. Darling love. Time for buzzes, news, and comments. Brought to you by Smoke Break. Smoking is great, the nasty habit. Without gaining weight, Smoke Break is a revolutionary tablet. The smokers get it now at fine retailers. And that's me on the chime. And that just kick ass for Christmas. Is everybody in their car pushing the button right now? Hi, Buzz.
There's a loudness button.
Hi there.
Hi, Don and Mike.
That is, I think, the best Christmas song.
It is. It rocks.
I love that Darlene Love.
Wall of Sound.
That's the best.
It makes me want to shoot somebody.
Well, that's the spirit.
That's just a little Phil Spector joke.
I thought you were doing a...
No.
That was like 3 hours ago.
Too. That was just a, you know...
Phil Spector.
Every time I see that, I just want to lock Carrie up.
That's everything.
You know, and how's that banana doing?
God, you know what?
Have you heard Rob complain about his banana?
No. I asked Carrie.
Rob, this is the second day in a row that
it's
Rob...
It's the same banana. And it's still too green. I brought it to work and home. And
he's
then
not a demanding man, though.
No, I asked if we could have some bananas in the house. I like bananas.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah,
perfect
they are.
Snack.
I don't think this is too green.
Look at it.
That's perfect.
Crisp.
It's prime right now.
I would agree. Mike, take a look. Don't you think this...
I bet
this...
it would be hard to peel. It's so green still.
Don't you think...
Oh, no, Rob.
I got a killer banana.
This is fine right now.
No, I think it needs at least another... Day.
Like women, he likes them bruised.
You are. That's scary now. You just scared me.
Right? You think?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yesterday was saying, my banana. My banana is... What did you say about it yesterday?
It's not acceptable.
It's not acceptable.
I think it needs another day. But every man to his own.
It's sure. Green.
That's right. I'll speak
second
to her.
Second day in a row.
Well, look at it.
The banana's not ripe.
It's not yellow. It's still got a hint of green to it, doesn't
that's
it?
That's Carrie's fault?
Only
yes. A hint of the honest.
If she planned ahead, I'd have a much better lunch. Don't ask much from you, girl.
His distressed banana.
Yes.
And now it's been handled by everybody, so it's going to be bruised before it gets.
But the fact is, you know, it's.
And look at you. I mean, you're handling it like Homo Joe. You're tossing it around from hand to hand.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who touches on the outside. You peel it. It's the inner cookie that matters.
It's your sweet inner green cookie.
I bet you it's not green. I bet you that's like perfect that you could put it in cornflakes.
Yep.
He's safe.
Look at that. He's peeling it right now.
Perfect.
See?
Not crunchy.
No, it's too firm.
There's no green in that. Look at that.
Well, got that.
He'd rather not have to chew.
It's got that green flavor.
It does not. Mike, take a bite of it.
No.
All right. I swear to God.
No, it's got that green flavor. That needs at least another day.
Almost it bad. Tastes totally fresh.
It's ready. Oh, Mike. Now Mike's green.
It's poisoned. Oh, Mike got the bite with the razor.
It might come out of my nose.
So you really think that's right?
Now it's a smoothie.
Yeah. No, it needs another day to me.
I mean, it's going to, you know, it could use another day probably.
Uh-huh.
To be perfect.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And keep in mind, she sent this in yesterday.
Right.
And it's been handled.
I think it's perfect now.
And guess what? The three of us have all just swapped spit.
Not me. I tasted first.
Yeah, another day.
Carrie, baby, if you're listening.
You both have tasted my spit.
Mm-hmm. I think you know your way around a banana. I think that was a good banana, Carrie Spiewak. Mm-hmm.
Boy, you don't know what you're talking about. Let's move on.
Hey. Hi,
Buzz.
Hi.
Okay. Boy, is Rudy Giuliani's face red.
Why?
He thought he had the perfect guy to be the president's new Homeland Security director. Bernard Kerik, who was Rudy's police commissioner when Giuliani ruled New York.
Right.
So it turns out Kerik has this nanny who's in this country illegally and that he didn't pay taxes on that.
Where's Mrs. Blaine's box of capsules?
As the New York Daily News found out, Bernie is, quote, deeply entangled with a New Jersey construction company long under fire for its alleged mob ties. Oh. And now the Daily News reports that Kerik had two women on the side during his marriage to his dental hygienist who's from Syria.
You know, be careful what you wish for, right?
Passionate liaisons, as the Daily News puts it, in his, quote, secret love nest. The wife has no comment.
I would like to just say one thing about this.
All right.
Before any of this happened, did everybody think, was the feeling that this guy was...
would be great for the job.
Yeah. The right guy for the job.
Right, a great police commissioner.
Listen, I mean, he takes corruption, according to the reports I've read. He's got kickbacks. He's got a couple of whores on the side.
Right.
Having said all of that... Sorry, Frida, she had to say that. It's the job.
Yeah.
I mean, are we hiring the guy to be a moral purist, or are we hiring the guy who will stomp Al-Qaeda on the neck?
I agree. I completely agree.
I don't
Unfortunately,
care.
When it comes to, and you know, as far as the women on the side or the kickbacks or whatever, but as far as that little nanny thing, Democrats and Republicans, a long time ago, it became the thing, and it's ridiculous, and it's prevented probably some very qualified people from assuming it's that, you know, because really the bottom line, the guy resigned because of the nanny deal. That's the reason the guy resigned.
You're right. All this stuff has come out afterwards, and here's the other thing that I have to ask: if all of this is so important,
yes,
didn't anybody at the White House? Like, isn't this the government?
They took Rudy Giuliani, their friend, their fellow Republican Rudy Giuliani. They did was they stormed it through. They rushed it, and they didn't do the proper background check on the guy. And that's why this happened, because it really, as far as compared to other people that have left, they've given it money. A lot of these people that they nominate have already had their background checks done. I think with this guy Kerik, they rushed it through. His mob ties could actually help him perform the job better, I think. I agree with that.
Listen, with all that, you know, who cares?
I was kind of looking forward to having a tough guy at the at Homeland Security.
I think we should go with Mike Tyson. Yeah. Is my thought.
I'm really happy. I'm sorry that I paid that nanny.
A loose cannon like that.
On your meds.
That'd be good.
I'm sorry, I took kickbacks. And I have two holes on the side. You were last 2 minutes of my world.
And now the story of the subway terrorist. The suspect has been arrested.
Is it Jared?
No. Well,
that's funny.
The suspect has been arrested on a charge of making a terroristic threat. He threatened to kill everyone in the subway.
I'm going to put real mayonnaise on that sub. I'm not going to put the low carb.
Yes,
no,
yes,
Jared.
Yes, Don, you guessed it. And not an underground rail system, a subway sandwich shop in Houston.
Are you kidding me?
And the guy did use swear words. The 34-year-old...
Oh, Buzz, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
The public works employee didn't like the way they had made his $6 steak and cheese sandwich. It wasn't warm enough, for one thing. The manager offered to reheat it, but Delvin Nelson wanted a whole new sandwich from scratch. Quoting a cop, it got pretty heated, where he threw a sandwich down at her and told her he would kill her and blow up the building. The city has suspended Delvin until things cool off.
Delvin.
And since it was Al-Qaeda that attacked the Pentagon and the World Trade Center, you don't mind hearing that an Al-Qaeda operative is getting roughed up?
No.
And the corners of your mouth might even curve upward a bit when you hear the beating was doled out by real Italian mobsters.
Mm, hey, that's good.
It happened in a prison in Rome on the island of Sardinia. Italian mobsters behind bars there are outraged by all the...
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
Outraged, like Uncle June, by all the terrorism in the world. So they've given a sound beating to Algerian terror suspect Sadi Nassim. And they said they'd kill him if he doesn't get himself transferred to another prison.
Now shut up, you face.
Quoting their threat, you guys set off bombs and do massacres. If you don't change prisons, you're dead. A judge has granted the transfer. But the country's safe now that Philadelphia police have arrested a 10-year-old girl who brought scissors to school. After all, she might have run with them. Countless lives were saved when they handcuffed the little girl and drove her to the police station.
Oh, God.
Having solved all the other crimes, it only made sense. Quoting her mom, my daughter cried and cried. She had no idea what she did wrong. The police chief has since apologized and promised that his officers will be more sensible in the future when they're rounding up children with scissors.
Her brother Edward was very upset.
With scissors hands.
Oh, God.
The Bush administration not getting much help from Giuliani, also not getting much help from John McCain. That's our story when we come back.
All right, thank you, Buzz. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, Elvis.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult.
They wrote a book.
Yeah. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there.
The one key guy who's actually staying with the Bush administration sucks, according to John McCain. The Republican Arizona senator says he has, and I quote, no confidence in Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of State.
Wow.
Continuing to be a good Republican soldier, no matter how much it galls him, McCain stopped short of calling for Rummy's resignation.
But hold on, what did he say about Rumsfeld?
He said he has no confidence in Rumsfeld as Secretary of State. No confidence.
I think all that goodwill on the campaign trail has probably got to him a little bit.
Yeah, so he didn't call for resignation, but Bush can, quoting McCain, have the team he wants. But Rumsfeld...
He didn't call for his resignation, but he says he sucks.
Well, that was actually my word. His way of saying Rumsfeld sucks is that he has no confidence in him as Secretary of State.
Okay, potato.
Right.
He's saying I have no confidence.
Yes.
In essence, he's saying the guy sucks.
Absolutely. That's what I got out of it, yes.
Okay.
And he says Rumsfeld and he have very strong differences of opinion over the kinds of troops we're sending to Iraq and how many. McCain wants more troops and more specialists. Rumsfeld wants foot soldiers and fewer of them.
I think with John McCain, what people have to remember, it wasn't that he was just a POW. Fact is, I mean, his military lineage goes back way, way back.
He knows this stuff.
He comes from a military family. His father was a very high-ranking official. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I'd like some super troopers. Just because I love the movie.
I'd like some starship troopers.
That's a good... Troopers. Oh, God. What, Rob?
Stormtroopers.
Okay.
On mass. Unbelievably on mass.
Winner! And yet not surprising.
No.
An art display at New York's Chelsea...
Good one.
New York's Chelsea Market, an art display there, has been taken down, and it has nothing to do with indecency, at least not in the FCC sense.
Stormtroopers.
The paintings at this New York display featured portraits of President Bush as a monkey. Bush Monkeys was the title of the exhibit.
Is this that thing that everybody sent me on the internet?
Probably.
Actually, no.
This guy's done paintings. There's a strong similarity, but this guy's done a series of paintings.
Mike, have you seen that thing? Have you been sent that thing where someone, I'm not kidding, has pictures of Bush, like 50 pictures of Bush, and right next to them, pictures of different monkeys, but they're all making the same faces. They all have the same facial tics. They have the same hand gestures.
Check your email tomorrow. Okay. You will have it.
Thank you. I can't wait to see that. Because we talked about that earlier, and I wanted to see it then.
Hold on. Buzz, hold on. Doug. What, Doug?
Yeah, he's Secretary of Defense, not Secretary of State.
I'm sorry. If I said that, I misspoke, and I apologize.
Yeah, yeah, and we all missed it. Sorry. Good call, sir.
I disagree. Go to hell. It's Christmas. What do you care? What do you care? What do you care?
I care.
What do you care? Care. Care what? Care this.
Care Bears. So about the Bush Monkey paintings, the manager of the Chelsea Market says there were complaints, so the display had to go a month earlier than planned. Quoting the head of the art show, this manager saw the piece and just flipped out. He said, the show is over. Get this work down or I'm going to arrest you. Quoting the artist, to see this happen in a place like New York is mind-boggling and scary.
So do you get Rumsfeld something on Secretary's Day?
You should, yes.
He's Secretary of Defense.
You should get all of them something.
Secretary of State, all of them?
Especially Connie Rice. And now word about the FCC kind of indecency.
Okay.
Hoping to take our minds off the fact that it may be going after NBC's Olympic coverage is indecent, the FCC says it's decided not to go after the stations that aired Saving Private Ryan on Veterans Day.
Oh, boy.
How generous.
Ain't that good.
The Federal Communications Commission, or NAMBLA, was smart to spend tax dollars to investigate the indecency complaints from the grumpy old Parents Television Council.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay. NAMBLA, North American Federal Man Boy Love Association.
Yes.
FCC.
Right.
I agree. Bad.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if, you know.
Again, this is what I got out of it.
You're playing with fire, Burbank.
And no one else complained. But
unless you know something about Michael Powell, we don't.
Grumpy old television council.
It could happen.
If I did, I couldn't say. The FCC now says it's denying the complaints that it got about Saving Private Ryan because the movie accurately portrayed the story of the Allied invasion of Normandy in World War II.
You know what? They created every day.
Rock breaks scissors, VFW breaks FCC.
NAMBLA.
Idiots.
NAMBLA.
Desperate Housewives.
Buzz Burbank. NAMBLA.
Desperate Housewives, not just one of my favorite hobbies, it's one of America's favorite shows.
Hold on. Did that go past you?
That almost went over my head, Buzz.
I got it. This week's episode, preempted in Washington for another Redskins loss, still managed to beat the Survivor finale. The show about MILFs also got the most Golden Globe nominations when those honors were announced this morning. Also doing well in the ratings and the Golden Globes.
You just killed this room, Buzz. Do you know no one in this room is listening to what you're saying right now? We're all still laughing.
We're good. Also doing well in the ratings and the Golden Globe nominations, Lost, Boston Legal, The Sopranos, Deadwood, and Alias.
Deadwood, though? I can't believe Deadwood's in there. That doesn't make any sense.
Some people like it, I guess. I don't want to alarm anyone, of course.
No, not you. Love to. You're a big fearmonger.
Christmas kills.
Oh, dear.
No, really, it's the deadliest day of the year for Americans. Death takes a holiday with a 12.5% increase that day. More Americans die of heart attacks and other natural causes on Christmas and the day after than any other time of year.
Hey, what happened?
Except for New Year's and the day after. And that's not counting drunk driving crashes, suicide, or murder. This is just heart attacks and other natural causes, which means people are waiting until the shopping and the parties are over to check out. Just 11 more shopping days till someone dies.
Give me a second, fearmonger.
That's
right. There you go, NAMBLA. Desperate Housewife.
There we go.
Thank you, Mike Douglas.
Consumer warning about the new Wonder Bra. They can explode like a bad car tire. Not literally explode, mind you, but the clear cleavage strap.
How do I buy some?
You may be interested, actually. The clear cleavage strap that connects the cups isn't as strong as it perhaps ought to be. The result? Hilarity ensues when the cups go flying away from each other, taking the artificial generated cleavage enhancement with them.
I had pictured. Frida, look, I got you this new bra. No, here's what, you try it on, and I'll sit across. Now, is the clasp done?
Oh, my God.
That is the best bra of all time.
Here's your new Wonder Bra, honey. Now let's get out of the bonfire. No, everything just flies apart, and it's funny until someone loses an eye.
Mm-hmm.
Playtex is now recalling the entire Wonder Bra Clearly Daring line, despite protests from many of our listeners.
Clearly Daring.
Yeah, I like that.
And
huh?
Finally, there's a new book out that highlights the worst of the Christmas newsletters and why, really, they're all bad.
Author Simon Hoggart says nobody wants to hear about your ski trip or your little place in Italy. His book features a holiday newsletter called The Cat That Could Open the Fridge.
Bully on that.
The author points out they never mention their daughter's drug addiction or the court order against their son. Mostly, he says the newsletters are just smug and have too much detail and all the wrong things. Quoting one such newsletter featured in the book, Terry had his 2-year colonoscopy. They removed 2 polyps but found his diverticular inflamed. Or to quote another, I only use my dentures for looks now because I'm unsure if they'll stay put, so I don't go out much. I'm Buzz Burbank.
This is Sam Huff.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Go!
Yeah, that's it. We got to go. Ron and Fez coming up next on JFK.
Yeah.
Also Live 105. Everybody. And 1010 The Buzz in Tampa Bay. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. For everything official with the show, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's what we'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you, Banana Boy.
Whatever you and your stormtrooper doing, okay with me.
We gotta go. We will see you tomorrow with the new one.
Have a gingerbread latte.
Before we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.